Correspondent Peter Mayer is traveling with the president.
Cooperation is the byword for Presidents Obama and Hu. Their talks reflect China's role as the largest foreign holder of U.S. debt and a major trading partner.
Given that interconnection, I do not believe that one country's success must come at the expense of another.
China and the United States share extensive common interests.
And they are looking for common ground on climate change and the best strategy to curb Iranian and North Korean nuclear efforts. But differences remain, especially on human rights.
They are universal rights and that they should be available to all peoples, to all ethnic and religious minorities.
And the president told the Chinese that includes the Tibetans and their Buddhist spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama. Peter Mayer, CBS News, with the president in Beijing.
In the latest CBS News poll, Mr. Obama's handling of foreign policy gets a thumbs up from half the American people. About one in three disapprove. Overall, says director of survey Sarah Dutton,
53% of Americans now approve of the job President Obama is doing. That's down 3 points from last month when 56% approved. 36% disapprove now.
But millions of women may be scratching their heads over new government task force guidelines on mammograms. These guidelines say women in their 40s need not have the breast screening, and beginning at age 50, women should get mammograms every 2 years rather than annually. CBS News medical correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton.
The proponents of these new guidelines are citing an increase in anxiety, an increase in false positive findings in mammogram, particularly in women in their 40s, which then lead to a high number of invasive procedures or biopsies where, in fact, no cancer really exists.
42-year-old Jessica Moser learned she had breast cancer last year during a routine mammogram, and she sees the value in not waiting.
To have the technology and not to take advantage of it, it would be a real loss. It would be throwing away something that could help you.
The American lifestyle is exacting a heavy health price. Dr. Reed Tuckson of United Health says its survey has found that while fewer Americans are smoking than last year, obesity has increased markedly in 80% of the states.
We will inevitably experience higher rates of people who will have heart disease, diabetes, cancer.
And obesity is taking a bigger bite out of health care spending in the years to come at the rate Americans' waistlines are expanding. USA Today says projections put the cost at around $344 billion by 2018, accounting for a fifth of all health care spending. USA Today is also reporting that before a 2007 contaminated tortillas sickened dozens of children in Racine, Wisconsin, the company in question had been blamed for several similar outbreaks in 2003, 4, 5, and 2006, and was forced to recall tens of thousands of its products. An FDA panel even issued a warning, and yet schools say this information was never given to them by the government. When Uncle Sam rode to the rescue of AIG, was he too generous? We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
The Federal Reserve Bank of New York paid AIG's business partners full face value for securities so they would cancel contracts with the super insurer. The goal was to ease AIG's terrifying cash crunch. But bailout watchdog Neil Barofsky.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
AM760.net.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by the play The Man Who Never Died.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Thousands. And we have put the call out for help, and individuals and corporations in the community have really stepped up.
The Denver Rescue Mission's Greta Walker says Safeway also donated $2,500 to the turkey drive. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Good start to the morning drive with one problem down into the Denver Tech Center. South Bend I-25 near Dry Creek. Have an accident that's up to the left shoulder, left lane area. Traffic's so light this morning that we aren't seeing much of a backup, but just a little bit heavy, starting from about Arapahoe Road as you make your way down towards that accident scene. Everywhere else, we're looking at pretty good speeds. Just starting to find the highways coming to life a little bit around town. We got one crash cleaning up in the westbound lanes of Alameda at Stewart. This is approaching Sheridan. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Don't miss Kohl's 50% off specials. Two-day sale this Tuesday and Wednesday. You'll find 50% off hundreds of great gift ideas store-wide. This Tuesday and Wednesday only. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
We have never been just a collection of individuals or a collection of red states and blue states. We are and always will be the United States of America.
This is the Bill Press Show.
When you're responsible for reading the news to a city of millions, you need a gentle touch.
As for your greasy mouth self, it might help if you stopped eating all them fries you eat, making you look 6 months pregnant.
One of the top most listened to radio shows.
That voice of yours could be an attraction at a circus.
Are you joking? Is this a joke?
This is a joke. This is Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill today. And we'll be back tomorrow if the creek don't rise. Happy Tuesday, November 17th. We welcome Dan Henning running the board today. Dan?
Good morning.
Happy Tuesday.
Indeed, a good one.
And screening your calls today, our favorite immigrant, Stevie Lee Webb. Stevie?
Thank you for having me again, as it were.
Lou Dobbs hasn't gotten him deported yet, so...
One of these days, yeah. That's why Lou Dobbs resigned, is so that he could come after you and send your pasty little ass back to England.
It's not that I'm paranoid, but Lou Dobbs is out to get me.
I need both of your help with this story.
All right.
Because I saw this. Radar Online released their top seven worst celebrity parents. I hope I'm not sharking one of your stories here, Dan.
No.
Top seven worst celebrity parents. All right. We'll start at the bottom and work our way up. Number seven, Ryan O'Neal. All right, he was the lover of Farrah Fawcett. He really screwed his kid.
Oh, yeah, was not good.
He was sort of a mess.
That's kind of awkward.
Number six, shock, Joe Jackson. I don't know how he's not higher, frankly. All right, number six, Joe Jackson. You know, Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, the Culkins. Mother and father of Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, yeah.
There was a very public battle over his money and how that was all going to be divvied up.
Yeah.
Number four, Joe Simpson, father of Jessica and Ashley Simpson.
Oh, yes. I actually have a little news about Ashley coming up in mere moments.
Good. Yes. He once said about Jessica, quote, Jessica never tries to be sexy. She just is sexy.
That's just weird.
Now, that's bad. Then he went on to say, if you put her in a T-shirt or you put her up in a bustier, she's sexy in both. She's got double Ds. You can't cover those suckers up.
That's a good father. That's a good father.
Ew.
You know what? Good for Tony Romo getting out of that relationship.
Yeah, so he was number four on the list, which that's pretty...
Mm-hmm.
Give me the douche chills just reading that.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, John Voight, father of Angelina. That's sort of messed up, I think. I mean, I know he's a big right wing nut.
Yeah, but you know, he's a good actor.
I wouldn't put him over Joe Simpson.
No.
I think that sounds now here's what's stunning. You're not gonna believe this. Number two is John Phillips from the Mamas and the Papas.
What?
Who the hell is number one? John Phillips is the guy that was having sex with his daughter.
Yes. Oh.
Who did you think I was talking about? John Phillips Sousa?
No. I was trying to think, and I realized, yes, okay.
Yes, John Phillips, the guy who got his daughter hooked on drugs and then had a sexual relationship with her for about 10 years.
Who could be worse?
Who could possibly be worse than that?
Yeah.
Who could possibly be worse than the guy that had sex with his daughter?
Now I'm really curious.
Anybody want to guess?
Hitler didn't have children, did he?
You know what?
You know what? I mean, if no, Hitler didn't have kids, but I don't think he'd be sleeping with them and getting them hooked on drugs. Yeah. Anybody want to guess number one?
All my options are already taken.
Hulk Hogan?
Number one, the Lohans.
Ah. Oh, Dina and Michael.
Yes. Yes, yeah. Dina, not that long ago, it was the tape was released where she said, Lindsay's time is running out.
Yeah.
Quote, time is running out with this kid. I know I'm her mother, and I feel like I'm scared. And yet she's not doing anything about it. She's continuing to. But I mean, I'm just stunned that you got somebody worse than John Phillips.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Number one.
Yeah. I mean, I would say maybe Michael Jackson. God,
because you know, it's Lindsay Lohan's problems is a lot of her bringing it on herself. It's not even her parents exploiting.
Well,
her.
I mean, her
it's
parents Lindsay. Did a good job of exploiting when she was younger. That yeah. They created this monster. But again, you've got a grown child that you get hooked on drugs.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
In my book, yeah. You're number one.
Mm-hmm.
11 minutes after the hour, we'll be joined here momentarily by Jimmy Fallon. We hope. He should be calling in any moment now. Stevie might be manning the phones there to try and grab Jimmy Fallon when he calls in. But in the meantime, Dan, what else?
This is the Full Court Press.
Oh, some other headlines making news. Speaking of Ashley Simpson, Wentz headed for Chicago. Not the Windy City, but rather the Broadway musical. After she got the booth from TV's Melrose Place, the singer-actress will strap on boots to play Roxy Hart in the long-running revival. Playbill says Jessica Simpson's little sister hits the stage November 30th for a 10-week run. You know, she already played Roxy in the London production of Chicago back in 2006.
Yeah, and how did she do in Melrose Place?
Not well at all.
Not so well, huh?
Mm.
I wish her well.
Remember the stripper-mobile on the strip in Las Vegas? Talked about it last week. Turned out to be too sexy for Sin City. The roaming truck with ladies pole dancing on the back no longer. Peep Show on Wheels drummed up customers for a couple of local gentlemen's clubs, supposedly doubling their business, but not without a lot of annoyed local citizens. Officials were getting ready to take up the issue in town council when the stripper mobile folks called them on Friday and voluntarily pulled their pole dancing ride off the road without even being asked to. They did it because they said, we were looking for publicity. We were looking to make some money. We accomplished both points,
right,
so we're
done. Good for them.
And CNN was sick of Lou Dobbs, according to the New York Post. The paper reporting the network gave the host an $8 million severance package to pack up and leave.
That's stunning.
As abruptly as he did last week, he reportedly still had a year and a half to go on a $12 million contract. He had been with CNN for 27 years.
Wow. You know, I knew that this was the case with Lou Dobbs, that he was sort of forced out. He was certainly pushed off the ledge. I know that he wasn't just leaving on his own. They had to buy him out of that contract. But $8 million to buy Lou Dobbs out of that contract?
Yeah.
$8 million Quatlu for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Unreal.
Mm-hmm.
13 minutes past the hour. Joining us now is the host of Late Night on NBC. You've seen him on Saturday Night Live, you've seen him in movies, and now you can see him on NBC. Jimmy Fallon, welcome to the Bill Press Show.
Huh.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Everything's great.
Good, good. I know this is early for you. You're normally up so damn late.
I know it's super early for me, but I got to come on your show. I mean, you're on early.
Yeah, well, exactly. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thanks for having me. I'm psyched up.
We're up way early. We get up way early to do the morning show, so I'll admit I TiVo, but I do watch. I'm a big fan. So.
Thanks, buddy. What time do you get up, actually?
My alarm goes off at 3:30 a.m.
Good Lord.
Yes. Well, the drugs help.
They do, yeah, absolutely, yeah. You do sound like a normal, sane person.
Yeah, well, good. Well, that's the
beauty
of radio.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let me on TV. I'm not a pretty boy like Jimmy Fallon. They keep me behind the mic. So how's the show doing, man?
It's doing really good. We're like 8 months into it now, and I'm kind of figuring out what the show is and what shape it's forming. It's not easy. I mean, when I first started, it's like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Well,
I don't know. How to talk to somebody.
That's what I want to ask you because, you know, I'm filling in for Bill today. So, you know, I've had a couple of guests so far. You know, I'm a little shaky. But what kind of advice did you get from Conan, and who formerly held that slot?
He just kind of said, just do it. That was all his advice was.
That's
was like,
it?
Just
Jesus,
go and do
man.
It. Yeah.
You'd think he'd have a better plan than
just
go do it.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I think he was busy. He wasn't really concerned.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah, he didn't really care. He was just, like, going to do his own thing. But I think... Stephen Colbert gave me good advice.
Yeah,
what was that? He said that your good show, your best show isn't as good as you think it is, and your worst show isn't as bad as you think it is.
Oh, okay.
And it's kind of good advice, because especially with this thing, it's a daily grind. It's a daily show. So, like, some nights you have a guest and you go, that was fantastic. But you can't get too excited because you got another show tomorrow.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's all downhill from there. That's my motto. It's all downhill from here. After something goes really, really well, it can only get worse.
It can only get worse, exactly. So I don't get too excited, and I don't get too depressed.
So you guys, I have to say, from what I've seen, you're certainly a younger show. You're a hipper show. You talk a lot of technology out there, which I think is really cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We love the tech stuff, and we get into all that stuff, like what's the new cell phone. And, you know, I think when we're on so late, you can do stuff like that. Like you can go like kind of... You can get weird, and you can do whatever you want and try new stuff. But we always like to know what the new technology is, the new video game. Like, we get stuff before it comes out. It's really, like, it's a dream job, kind of.
So what's up with this new droid? You guys know anything about that?
Yeah, I play with it. I don't think it's going to do anything. Yeah. I don't think it's going to affect anything. I think the iPhone is unbeatable. I think it just has to get better carriers.
You know, we have walls of really crappy books that we get sent here. What's some of the cool stuff you get sent?
Well, let's see, I just played the new Mario on Wii.
Oh, no kidding.
I know I'm 35 years old, but this stuff excites me.
That's cool.
The new Mario is really fun.
No kidding.
The new Super Mario Brothers, I got a Call of Duty Modern Warfare that came with infrared night vision goggles. So, I mean, we were just fighting each other in the office. We shut off all the lights and attacked each other. It was kind of fun.
That's cool.
You know, we get kind of fun stuff like that. What else do we get here? I got some good guitars.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I mean, Dean sent over a nice Dimebag Darrell Razorback.
Oh, wow.
It's the sharpest looking electric guitar I've ever seen in my life. It actually could kill a human.
sharp, not as in, like, good looking sharp, but literally.
No, actually sharp, yeah.
A serrated edge.
But, I mean, we get to do fun things on the show. Like, if, you know, I've become very competitive on the show.
Yeah?
What I found, because, well, I have guests on, and I love having my guests on, and then they challenge me to a game. And then I just go into competitive mode, like if Ivanka Trump wanted to play beer pong.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And she kicked my butt.
Oh. I saw you and Artie Lang got your asses handed to you by Susan Sarandon the other night.
I know. Well, that was a little ridiculous. She brought me a tiny ping pong paddle.
Yeah, that was weak, man.
So, I mean, the whole thing was like, come on, let's play fair.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, you know, I get my competitive juices flowing. I beat Tiger Woods at Tiger Woods Wii.
That's pretty cool.
I beat him at his own game in Times Square.
I'd take that. I'd take that over any of that. Let me ask you quickly, because a lot of, this is sort of the obligatory question that all comics sort of face now. Oh, President Obama, he sucks for comedy. George Bush was just like a gold mine. I know Patton Oswalt, a comedian I'm sure you know,
has talked
extensively about, I'm okay with not having the comedy as long as the country doesn't suck anymore.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I think we're still even using Bush as a punchline.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's how sad it is. You go like, hey, look, Obama's doing this while George Bush is reading Dr. Seuss.
Right.
And then it gets a laugh, and you go, okay, please do something weird, Obama.
But how have you found the working the Obama jokes into the late night?
I think I still think people are still looking for the take on it. I mean, you know, I guess him not getting the Olympics in Chicago was something for a second.
Yeah,
but then he's just so cool. He's a great he's a great speaker.
Yeah, you just kind of like him.
He just gets him. Yeah, I mean, he could light your whole house on fire and then be like, "Now look, you didn't need that house. You don't need." And you go, "Hey, this guy's great. He's got a great speech." And you're like, "Wait, our house burned down. What's he doing?"
On the other side of the spectrum, then we have Sarah Palin, who is just I can't turn on a TV without seeing that face.
I know. I don't know what it is. Like, well, I don't know why we're that even intrigued about her.
I don't either. I just think it's a train wreck, frankly. I think people love watching a good train wreck, and every time she talks, it's just a mess.
And Levi Johnson's just going full on in Playgirl.
He's the best, isn't he?
What a classy dude. He's a really, really class act. I mean, he just... Thank God for him.
I just saw that, you know, they're having the conversation over what props to use in the Playgirl thing. And I'm not kidding. He's going to use a hockey stick to cover up his most private of areas.
I don't even want to see Levi ever, let alone see his Johnston.
Yeah, exactly.
At all. I don't want to see that guy. I'm tired of this guy. But, I mean, this Sarah Palin thing, she seems nice.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know why it's a headline.
Jimmy Fallon, host of NBC's Late Night. It's on 12:30, right after Conan. Jimmy,
super late.
I know you have to scoot. What's coming on tonight's show?
Tonight we have we got three of the New York Giants. I'm going to attach them to this shocking machine that if whoever presses this button last, you get shocked.
Oh, Jesus.
And it's a really fun game.
Well, hopefully that'll get their asses in gear. They can actually start playing football this season.
We got, please, exactly. So they're coming out tonight. We have Shakira and Cheech and Chong.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice. That'll be fun.
It should be super fun. I mean, what a party, right?
Yeah, totally.
When you go to that party, like, no one's showing up except for Shakira and Cheech and Chong.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I'm there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the green room smells like the teacher's lounge.
I would totally go. That's all my. So I'm really looking forward to tonight's show.
All right, cool. We'll check it out. Jimmy, I know you got to run. Thanks so much for joining us on the Bill Press Show, man. Good luck.
Thanks for having me, buddy.
You got it. Take care. Okay. Jimmy Fallon, he is the host of NBC's Late Night. You can catch him on, as he said, really, really late. It's about 12:30 in the morning, I guess. We're never up that late to watch it. We're up very early. I have T-voted a couple times. It's very funny.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
he's a funny guy. So we wish him the best of luck. It's the Bill Press Show. Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill Press.
What is required of us now is a new era of responsibility.
The age of Obama.
A recognition on the part of every American that we have duties to ourselves, our nation, and the world.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation. The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Do you know why so many people have trouble learning new languages? Because they make the mistake of trying to learn it, when they should just absorb it. And right now, a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone will show you how. So stop memorizing, stop translating, and please stop doing drill after boring drill. Because now you can unlock your hidden language learning potential with the world's fastest, easiest way to learn, Rosetta Stone. We don't want you to take our word for it. We don't even want you to listen to the U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, or NASA, who all believe in our program. We just hope you'll accept our free demo so you can experience the power of Rosetta Stone for yourself. Discover the secret to learning a language faster than you ever imagined. For your free demo, call 1-800-377-9196. Don't try to learn a language. Just absorb it. Call 1-800-377-9196. That's 1-800-377-9196.
It's Macy's biggest one-day sale of the year, Wednesday. Preview day Tuesday. Look for our lowest prices of the season on lingerie. Buy two bras, get two free on the spot from Valley, Maiden Form, Vanity Fair, and more. Buy three panties, get three free on the spot. Look for our lowest prices on lingerie during Macy's biggest one-day sale of the year, Wednesday. Preview day Tuesday, 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Free item details in store. Exclusions apply. Savings on regular prices.
Now through December 2nd on HomeDepot.com, get free shipping on orders of $49 or more, which means you can shop online and enjoy great low prices right at home on everything from holiday decorations to the perfect Christmas gift. And then give a little Yuletide cheer for that free shipping you got on your order of $49 or more. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Some restrictions apply. Visit HomeDepot.com for details.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly and plow far and wide, very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow, they're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snowplows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on am760.net.
Broadcasting live from the capital of the free world.
Oh, damn.
It's the Bill Press Show.
This would drive Lou Dobbs up a wall if he heard you playing this music.
I'm sorry.
My God. It is the Bill Press Show. Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill today. 26 minutes past the hour on this Tuesday, November 17th. Hey, by the way, the sale from Saturn is here. The best deals ever on a Saturn. You get $4,000 total cash back on every new vehicle, or qualified buyers can choose 0% financing on all models. Length of contract is limited. Take delivery by November 30th. Hurry to your Saturn retailer today. Tell them Bill Press Show sent you. Yes, Lou Dobbs. Boy, he would have a fit if he heard that music that you were just playing. He went on the Bill O'Reilly show last night, the O'Reilly Factor, and he said a couple of interesting things. First of all, he sort of hinted that the reason, let me put it this way, he didn't totally shut the door on the fact that he was let go. He kind of left a little bit of room there that maybe he was pushed out, and he says it might have been because that we had a change in president. O'Reilly followed up with that.
You're saying as soon as the new president came in and you went after him, not only on illegal immigration, but economic issues, they didn't like you anymore.
Well, I don't know whether that was the distinction that triggered any sort of response or of difference in perspective on the part of CNN's management, but it is the only difference between the way I was conducting myself under this administration and the previous administration.
But what did you hear? I mean, did you hear that they were uncomfortable with you?
No, what I heard very directly was that they had decided to take CNN in a direction in which advocacy journalism would not...
Sounds to me like CNN had a problem with what he was talking about. For instance, the birthers situation, O'Reilly addressed that.
Here's what I said about birthers, Bill. I said birthers have a question about a birth certificate. I personally believe that Barack Obama is a citizen of the United States. What I don't understand is that with Army officers refusing to serve in Afghanistan, with lawsuits going forward, why not just produce the doggone birth certificate and be done with it? That was my offense, to answer the question. And my question to you is, what kind of country is it when someone in the media asks a question and that becomes a controversy?
Well, you know, I have to tell you, this it was not nearly that innocent as Lou Dobbs would like to portray it. Oh, I'm just asking questions. No, he was stirring up the birther's question when nobody else was except for wackos. He was out there really pushing, oh, we haven't seen the birth certificate. We haven't seen the birth certificate. He wasn't born in Hawaii. We haven't seen the long form. He was the head birther. So stop saying you were just asking questions. He was leading the fight. Anyway, farewell, Lou Dobbs. We shall miss you. However, I think we're going to see a lot more of him in the days to come.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Attention, listeners. Here's an important announcement on identity theft from Police Chief Joe DeLaurante.
As a police chief, identity theft was always a problem, but never at this level. The New York Times reported the theft of over 130 million credit and debit cards, and with potentially millions of stolen cards hitting the internet, maybe mine, I didn't want to risk it. I signed up for LifeLock, and you should too. Why risk suffering identity theft when just $10 a month helps protect you? You don't need to be a police chief to know that credit monitoring alone doesn't protect you, let alone help repair the damage after your identity or credit cards are stolen. Learn why this police chief chose LifeLock.
Call now and mention Chief Joe to receive your security document shredder, a $29 value, free. Call 1-800-983-0552. 1-800-983-0552. That's 1-800-983-0552. 1-800-983-0552.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Stuff has crashed in the tech center. It's on southbound I-25. Left shoulder, left lane area as you approach Dry Creek. Small delays and speed still pretty decent. Beginning at Arapahoe Road. Also getting busy southbound 225 Colfax to Alameda. No problems on the tech center merge right now. Southbound I-25 also busy. Normal spots. Thornton again near downtown after Park Avenue. Your forecast, sunny skies, light breeze and a high of 51 degrees. Same deal tomorrow with highs in the mid-50s. Currently 28 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Don't miss Kohl's 50% off specials. Two-day sale this Tuesday and Wednesday. You'll find 50% off hundreds of great gift ideas store-wide. This Tuesday and Wednesday only. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthMarket.com.
I'm self-employed, and my wife and I are talking about starting a family. So I know I have to get health insurance. But I had no idea how I was going to afford it until a buddy told me about eHealthMarket.com. I went to eHealthMarket.com and got all the information I needed for free, and nobody tried to sell me anything. I mean, within like 30 seconds, all the best health insurance quotes popped up from companies I know I can trust. Then I compared plans and prices side by side to see what I could afford. It could not have been easier. And there was no obligation either. They didn't even ask me for my email address. It was quick and easy, and I got all the free information I needed. So if you want to find quality health insurance you can actually afford, just go to eHealthMarket.com. That's eHealthMarket.com. eHealthMarket.com.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right. No credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy. It works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-700-6610. For your free CD, call 1-800-700-6610. 1-800-700-6610.
New pet dreams.
Will he catch frisbees?
Will she be friendly?
Will he chase balls?
And lifelong wishes. Will they be healthy? Start with regular veterinary exams. Call your veterinarian today. A message from your local veterinarians.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
AM760.net.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation. This is the Bill Press Show.
That's true. We are the official show of the Obama generation. 33 minutes past the hour. Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill today. Bill's doing a little media blitz. And I'll be back tomorrow if the creek don't rise. Joining me now is U.S. News and World Report Chief White House Correspondent Ken Walsh. Frequent guest here on the Bill Press Show. Hey, Ken, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Hey, thanks so much for joining me today.
Sure, happy to.
Love talking to you. Let's start first, because we got lots to talk about with Sarah Palin. But I want to ask you, first of all, President Obama is over in Asia. Not a whole lot of news coming out of there, but I thought it was interesting yesterday. He made a big deal about the openness of the internet, the openness of communication. How is that being received in Beijing?
Well, not well. I mean, you know, he's trying to sort of talk as much as he can directly to the people.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on many of these trips over the years, and our presidents always tend to try to have this moment when they talk directly to the Chinese people. Sometimes the government allows that to happen more than others, and this time it didn't appear that a lot of people were given the opportunity to hear the president's remarks. But, you know, it's interesting because I was over there on a vacation a few months ago, and when we were there, my son, who's much more technically aware than I am, decided to test the system and tried to Google Tiananmen Square, that the massacre of Tiananmen Square.
Sure.
It was not on Google.
Get out.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just interesting how, for us, how closed that society is over there and how the government can control information much more than we imagine here. And I think that's what President Obama is running into.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And, I can't believe that.
Yeah. Well, it's I'm not sure how they could do this sort of thing, but they could. So.
It was interesting. Some of the reporters that are traveling with the president are figuring out ways around the internet issue.
Yes.
You know, they don't allow Twitter, which is the ways that, you know, a lot of these guys are getting their message out from on the road. And so they're having to sort of work around it, which I think is interesting.
Right, exactly. And, you know, this is just the challenge they're dealing with over there. But as I say, the presidents do try to get their message directly to the public, but, you know, that's just very difficult over there.
Well, let's turn now, because, God, you know, I watch TV basically for a living. I have to keep up with the news for a living, as you do, too.
Right.
I could not get away from Sarah Palin yesterday. Everywhere I turn, I saw that mug on TV. Everywhere. What's the appeal to Sarah Palin even now? I mean, this is a year after the campaign has ended. How are we still this obsessed with Sarah Palin?
Well, I think part of it is the sort of the nature of the news cycle that the everybody in the media tends to jump on the same story if it seems to be something fresh and interesting. Mm. And in Sarah Palin's case, it still seems to be a sort of a newness about it. She sort of was below the radar for a while. Now she's back again, but people are interested in her. That she seems to be sort of representing a wider conservatism in the sense of this anti-Washington conservatism that we've seen pop up many times before. Now, we don't know the extent of that, but I think she's benefiting as an effort to sell her book from this 24-hour news cycle. And so the rollout has been, like you say, saturation coverage. And I don't know how much longer it can last, but it's certainly still out there today.
So what's in the book? It's Going Rogue, which hit the newsstands, and she's doing the big media blitz. I mean, what is it that's in the book? Because Steve Schmidt, formerly of the McCain campaign, has come out and already hit back on some of the distortions he talks about in the book. But what is in there that everybody is so a-twitter over?
Well, I think part of it is sort of getting an insight into what this conservative vice presidential nominee is really all about. People are looking for sort of signs of that. And, you know, it's interesting that just about universally among the political consultants and strategists of both parties that I've been talking to, she is actually doing the opposite of what they think she should be doing from a political context. She's holding grudges. She's settling scores. She's not talking about the future. She's talking about the past. So, according to the sort of the intelligentsia and the cognoscenti in the media and in the political world, she's not doing what she should be doing as a political figure, but, that's part of the interesting phenomenon of Sarah Palin, that she does seem to be an outsider who sort of does not do things the way conventional politicians would do them.
And,
you know, this whole thing, because I can't tell you how many times I was told by political insiders, she just cannot be out there holding grudges. And boy, is she ever.
I mean, this one particular thing that has been focused on, and she focused a lot on it with Oprah yesterday, is her fight with Katie Couric. And, you know, I don't understand why she's going out there and saying, oh, well, they really pushed me to do Katie Couric, and I didn't want to, but they felt sorry for her because she had low self-esteem.
Right.
As somebody pointed out, anybody in network news who's hosting the nightly news on a network, they don't have self-esteem problems.
Yeah, I thought that was a curious remark. And you know, the other thing is this notion of, taking on the media. Well, that's a tried-and-true effort on the right. When I remember when President Bush, the son, was in office, whenever something they'd have a problem, they always go back to the beating the drum about the mainstream media trying to give him unfair treatment, and that would help him with his base.
Right.
And so that's part of what Sarah Palin is doing. It works in the Republican base to hit the media. And, you know, but it must have really burned her so deeply, that interview with Katie Couric, and to some extent with Charlie Gibson and the other media treatment. She has to keep coming back to it again and again.
Yeah.
In the book and in interviews. I mean, you know, at some point, you know, this is the moment when a lot of people are paying attention. Is this really the way she wants people to remember her, as the person who still cannot get off this notion that she was unfairly treated? And maybe there's other things about her that people might want to know more about that might be more positive to her. But no, she's still hitting on this media issue.
So what's next for Sarah Palin? 2012, national stage? Are we going to see that? Or?
Well, I'm not persuaded that it's definitely going to happen, but I think it's likely. I mean, I think that she's going to have to evaluate where things are. And you know, I mean, there is definitely an anti-incumbent mood out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, who knows how that'll play out in a presidential race. But is her strength in the Republican right enough to even get her the Republican presidential nomination? You know, it's sort of bizarre that we're even talking about that right now. But basically, that's where she is as a political figure evaluating a presidential race.
You know, Bill has talked about this, and I don't disagree with him, that we might be seeing the formation of a national stage of what happened in the New York's 23rd with the conservative versus the Republicans. You've got Lou Dobbs, who is like, you know, the head birther and very much of the conservative type of the party. And Sarah Palin might go rogue once again and try and say, you know, set up some sort of national stage here for a party this crazy.
That's true. Yeah, well, you know, you know, as we saw in the New York, upstate New York district, you know, that may get you 45% of the vote, but it doesn't get you a majority. So,
yeah.
You know.
And final question I want to ask, and I'm actually going to let you hear this clip that she said on Oprah yesterday. Queen Oprah, my hero, Queen Oprah Winfrey, talked about who is to blame for the sinking of the McCain campaign last year. Here's what Sarah Palin said.
I don't think that I was to blame for losing the race any more than I could be credited with winning the race had I done a better job as the VP candidate.
What do you think, Ken? How much blame falls on Sarah Palin for the disastrous McCain campaign?
Well, I think in the end it was, you know, McCain's campaign. I've always thought that the vice presidential candidates just play a relatively minor role. People assess the races based on the presidential nominees, and I think that was true for McCain. The campaign, they made a lot of mistakes. McCain just was running against this juggernaut of change that he could never catch up to.
Yeah.
And even though you had Sarah Palin, who represented sort of a conservative notion of change, it was really all about McCain, I think, and Obama, rather than, you know, Palin or Biden, for that matter. I mean, it's just I think that. You know, I think Sarah Palin is trying to, you know, focus more attention on her role in that campaign. But in the end, people make decisions based on the presidential candidate. That's the way I feel about it.
Ken Walsh, he is the White House correspondent for U.S. News and World Report. Ken, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it, bud.
Thanks. Happy to be back.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. And I want to ask you that question at 866-55-PRESS. 866-557-7377. I actually disagree with Ken a little bit. I think Sarah Palin had a lot more to do with the campaign going down than he's willing to admit. I agree with Ken that he says ultimately it's the face of the campaign being John McCain than, you know, a vice president. But a lot of people, Republicans that we talked to earlier today, even said, you start to question the judgment of the top of the ticket when the top of the ticket picks someone like Sarah Palin to potentially replace him. So that's why I say Sarah Palin was the nail in the coffin of the McCain campaign. She had a lot to do with that campaign going south. I would say not at least 90%, if not more. John McCain could have picked somebody else, maybe a little more qualified, that could have re-energized him instead of just sinking that ship. 866-55-PRESS. 866-557-7377. It's Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill Press today on Tuesday, November 17th.
Every time I turn to Bill Press Show, I get pumped up.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation.
Well, I don't need coffee. I throw the coffee out the window.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-914-5076. That's 1-800-914-5076. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-914-5076. That's 1-800-914-5076.
I run my own small business, but business is tough these days. I'm trying to cut expenses so when I do spend money, I expect to get real value. My health insurance coverage, for example, I wonder if it's worth what I'm paying.
Health insurance is important because your business depends on you staying well, but you may be paying more than you have to for less than you need. At Aetna, we understand the importance of value and affordability. So we offer self-employed people a choice of individual health insurance plans with lower premiums and lower deductibles. Call 1-888-399-7171 and we'll help you determine the right coverage to maximize your savings. Call 1-888-399-7171 today and we'll also send you a free award-winning reference guide to health benefits that includes practical ways to save. We want you to know. Aetna. Health insurance plans are underwritten, offered, and administered by Aetna Life Insurance Company directly and through an out-of-state blanket trust. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. These plans are medically underwritten, and you may be declined coverage in accordance with your health condition.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Small delays in the tech center, southbound I-25. Got a crash blocking the left shoulder, left lane area at Dry Creek. Those delays back around Arapahoe. Also got somebody changing a tire on the left shoulder of the ramp from westbound I-70 to southbound I-25. Pretty dangerous place to have to change a tire. Rest of the drive, pretty standard right now. Southbound 225, busy. Colfax to Alameda, speeds in the 20s and 30s there. Same deal after Yosemite on to I-25. Your forecast, mostly sunny and warmer than Monday. Highs in the lower 50s. Right now, 27 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Announcing the Ally Bank online savings account with a great interest rate of 1.64% APY. If you're waiting for the terms and conditions, forget about it. It really is that straightforward. Nothing confusing, hazy, ambiguous, dubious, or dodgy. No double dealing, double speak, or double meanings. Just an online savings account that offers a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. So call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally, straightforward. Member FDIC.
I run my own small business, but business is tough these days. I'm trying to cut expenses so when I do spend money, I expect to get real value. My health insurance coverage, for example, I wonder if it's worth what I'm paying.
Health insurance is important because your business depends on you staying well, but you may be paying more than you have to for less than you need. At Aetna, we understand the importance of value and affordability. So we offer self-employed people a choice of individual health insurance plans with lower premiums and lower deductibles. Call 1-888-399-7171 and we'll help you determine the right coverage to maximize your savings. Call 1-888-399-7171 today and we'll also send you a free award-winning reference guide to health benefits that includes practical ways to save. We want you to know. Aetna. Health insurance plans are underwritten, offered, and administered by Aetna Life Insurance Company directly and through an out-of-state blanket trust. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. These plans are medically underwritten, and you may be declined coverage in accordance with your health condition.
Tonight on History, a two-year worldwide search uncovers never-before-seen World War II color footage. The only ones to see war like this were the ones who lived it. Until now. World War II in HD. The five-night event continues tonight at 9, 8 Central on History. Made every day.
UCPT, our good friends at Chicago's Progressive Talk. Also looking for your phone calls on Sarah Palin. Just how big of a deal breaker, I should say, was it when John McCain picked Sarah Palin to be his vice presidential running mate? She says she doesn't think she has any of the blame for how it all went down. Marie in Atlanta, Georgia, welcome to the Bill Press Show.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Two things. Let me answer the immediate question. As far as how much of the blame that I think that she should be assessed, I do think she should be assessed some of the blame. The Republicans claimed that when they put her on the ticket, they were energized. Mm-hmm. But the fact that she kept on taking these just completely nutty turns, she was a poor representation of women in politics. She was a poor representation of Republican women in politics. There were women who were so much better that would have been a greater challenge that I think she did a terrible disservice for Republican women.
Yeah. That's a good point that a lot of women have voiced. Look, there are good, strong female politicians, and I think that a lot of people saw John McCain's pick of Sarah Palin as transparent.
Yeah.
If you remember at the time, there was the jockeying back and forth between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton voters, and how were the Hillary Clinton voters going to fall in the general election, and John McCain maybe thought that he could pick some up just by appointing some woman. And I think a lot of women saw that as an insult. Caleb in Madison, Wisconsin, listening on 92.1, The Mic. Caleb, welcome to the Bill Press Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Hey now.
I'm an independent, fall on the liberal side of things usually, and, you know, I really love McCain. I think his efforts for campaign finance reform have really been, you know, one of the best things to happen in politics for a long time. I think that would have added a lot of transparency. Mm-hmm. I wanted to see him in the White House for that one issue alone.
Mm-hmm.
When he picked Sarah Palin, I completely lost faith in him. I've got to say, he picked someone from probably the worst part of the Republican Party, the religious fanatics. It was something that McCain never has been. You know, he's not a religious person. He usually was a middle-of-the-road kind of guy. For him to pick an extremist like that, I don't know. I had to question his judgment. I had to wonder, well, is this the kind of guy who's going to make sound judgments overall?
And that's my point. A lot of people genuinely liked John McCain. And, you know, look, we can have disagreements over his ideology and things like that, but I think that when you're an independent, which is what John McCain claimed to be, and you pick someone who is that far right, then you lose a lot of credibility with these independent voters that you claim to be in touch with. Let's go to Anthony in Long Island, New York. Anthony, welcome to the Bill Press Show.
Hey, good morning, everyone. You know, I had an angry reaction. I thought, you know, John McCain served this country for so long. Does he care so little for the office and so little for the people of this country that he would choose a candidate, vice presidential candidate, who was completely unqualified? I mean, this woman is not intelligent, and she's not curious. She didn't read. And we, you know, we had this with Bush for 8 years. We need people with intellect. I want someone who's smarter than me in that office.
Exactly. Exactly. I want to know that the person leading the country is smarter than me. That's an excellent point, because we didn't get that with George Bush, and we sure as hell wouldn't have gotten it from Sarah Palin. Look, Barack Obama might be the smartest man I've ever seen. Joe Biden, that's a different story. But Barack Obama might be the smartest man I've ever seen. I feel damn confident that if he had to go and talk the United States out of a situation using logic and reason, we'd win. Hands down, we'd win. You said Sarah Palin? Forget it. We're screwed. However, I have some bad news for all of you. Sarah Palin ain't going away. It's going to be the week of Palin. She's just all over the place. She had her big coming out party for her book with Queen Oprah yesterday, and it ain't going to stop. I hate to tell you. We'll be right back with one more segment here on the Bill Press Show. Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill.
The Bill Press Show continues.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s, and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now, and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-514-5532. That's 1-800-514-5532. 1-800-514-5532.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7680. That's 888-352-7680. 888-352-7680.
If you just bought a car and paid more than $500 for it, you're going to want to change the station. Because we're about to tell everyone in this listening area how to get a vehicle for as low as $500. So if you don't want to hear about these incredible deals, please change the station now. Imagine finding Hondas, Toyotas, Chevys, and more. Some starting as low as $500. If you'd like a full list of cars priced to sell, call in the next 30 minutes and you'll guarantee your copy of the list now. Please dial carefully. 1-800-300-9952. Bargain Network Motors is a service for anyone who wants to get a great deal on cars and SUVs at auction, including low repo deals on cars starting as low as $500, which means no car payments ever. But cars like these go fast, so you'll need to call now for the list of cars available in your area. Pick up the phone and get yours now. 1-800-300-9952. 1-800-300-9952. That's 1-800-300-9952.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Very nice, Mr. Henning. Peter Ogburn sitting in for Bill Press. That is the music of Them Crooked Vultures. Lead singer Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age, singing and playing guitar there. On the drums is Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters and Nirvana. And playing bass there, John Paul Jones from Led Zeppelin. That's a pretty kick-ass group. They have a new album that came out today. I saw them in concert not so long ago, and they were amazing. So go check it out if that is your thing, and it really should be. By the way, check out BillPressShow.com if for whatever reason you want to listen back to today's show.
Hey, today was awesome, by the way. If you I could, do say well so myself. Oh, I mean, whoever produced today's show just must be amazing at what he does.
Yes, well, that's I'll give you some credit there. So go check out a podcast of today's program if you want to hear it back. Not from me, but for Jim Clyburn, Ken Walsh, and Jimmy Fallon, who was very funny. And Jim Clyburn, boy, I tell you, James Clyburn, the House Majority Whip, just awesome.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, Bill. I will be back tomorrow if the crick don't rise with Kinky Friedman in studio. I'm excited to meet Kinky again. And Chris Kofinas will be sitting in. We'll see you tomorrow. It's the Bill Press Show.
This is the Bill Press Show.
It seems like any product you look up online, somebody loves it.
Oh my gosh, I don't know how I ever lived without this.
Faster and better than anything I've tried.
Hands down the best. Nothing even comes close.
But who's doing all those reviews and why?
I know people here in Colorado, they have fake sites set up with fake testimonials. It's just wrong.
We'll help you tell the difference between clever marketing and a real review. Tonight at 10 on CBS 4 News. Get the whole story. Thank you.
an all-new Oprah. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. Lisa Ling's special report, why millions of women are using porn and erotica.
Working women, stay-at-home moms, regular folks.
And inside of every woman, there's a little Jenna Jameson.
The most famous porn star in the world, Jenna Jameson.
How many men have you been with? What is the number one question women want you to answer?
Next Oprah.
Today at 4 on CBS 4.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setafani. What are we supposed to do? It's the question women are asking when they hear about new mammography guidelines. A government-appointed task force says women who don't have special risk factors can wait until 50 to get a mammogram and follow up every other year. Until now, they were told to start at 40 and come back every 12 months.
You should always be aware of what's going on with your body, and the younger you can do that, the better.
I guess if that's what they think, they kind of got to leave it to the professionals. I'm definitely going to follow what my doctor says.
In Minneapolis, Dr. Barbara Bowers is staying with what works.
They won't change my guidelines at all.
CBS's Dr. Jennifer Ashton tells us the task force believes the benefit from mammography at 40 doesn't justify the cost.
What they found in younger women aged 40 to 49 is that they would have to do 1,900 mammograms to save one life.
In Beijing, President Obama took a break from talks with Chinese leaders to see the sights. He marveled at the maze of red buildings and cobblestone courtyards known as the Forbidden City.
Oh, it's beautiful. And what a magnificent place to visit.
Earlier, the president and Chinese president Hu Jintao made some progress on climate change, but couldn't get past differences on Iran's nuclear weapons ambitions.
Iran has an opportunity to present and demonstrate its peaceful intentions. But if it fails to take this opportunity, there will be consequences.
China has energy and commercial ties to the Iranians and isn't eager for new sanctions. Here at home, the president's approval rating in a new CBS News poll is down to 53%, lower than that on Afghanistan.
Only 38% of Americans approve of the way President Obama has handled the situation in Afghanistan, but even more, 43% disapprove. That's almost a reversal from what we saw a month ago.
CBS News Director of Surveys, Sarah Dutton. Well, it won't happen for some time, but the government is working to require seatbelts for passengers on long-distance buses. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. Where do things stand, Vicki?
Seated and belted up on stronger motor coaches. New guidelines for roof strength expected by the end of this year. A new rule on seat belts expected early next year. Also in the works, timers on engines to make sure drivers aren't working past their mandated hours. The bus safety review was ordered after a Utah crash that killed 9, injured 43, and ejected everyone on board when the roof sheared off. Everyone except the driver, the only person on board with a seat belt. Frank?
A couple gets divorced, mom gets the kids. That's the way it used to be, not always now.
Many women seem out of touch with the realities of modern divorce, according to a survey by Working Mother magazine.
When we asked our readers who gets preferential treatment in custody disputes, 74% said that mothers do. That actually was the case about 30 years ago.
Editor Suzanne Riss says fathers, many stay-at-home dads, seek sole custody more and more.
When they do, they win at least half the time.
CBS's John Hartshi in Washington. S&P futures are down 2 points. This is CBS News.
Sears Automotive Center.
Can you fix my car?
Well, at Sears, our ASE certified blue automotive crew mechanics know cars inside and out. We'll find the problem and give you the best price guaranteed.
Brakes.
Yes.
Tires.
Yep.
Struts.
Of course.
Oil changes.
Totally.
Helsinki smash rod.
You just made that word up, sir.
You're good.
Come into the Sears Automotive Center for our real-time price checks and get the best price guaranteed. And now get Goodyear Weather Handler Fuel Max tires at a Sears Automotive Center near you. Sears. Life well spent.
Introducing the Ally Bank 12-month high-yield CD. With such a great annual return of 1.99% APY, people think there's a catch. But no. No catch, no teaser rate, no limited-time offer, no fine print, jargon, or legalese. No hidden tricks, traps, pitfalls, curveballs, or doublespeak. Just a 12-month high-yield CD with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Medical pot smokers in the state will have to pay a little more to get their prescriptions. Attorney General John Souther says Colorado law clearly means that dispensaries should start collecting sales tax on the sales of medical marijuana products, with the lone exception being seeds. The governor's office plans to direct the businesses to begin taking sales tax on medical marijuana purchases. In an opinion issued late Monday, Souther says this is the first step in a process to be helped along by the courts and the legislature to clear up the medical pot issue in the state. Medical marijuana dispensaries will see a major pause in getting licensed in Grand Junction. City leaders have unanimously approved a one-year moratorium on new dispensaries. The moratorium does not affect the more than 30 licenses to sell already on file. Aurora City Council also approved a moratorium lasting 6 months. In sports, Broncos head coach Josh McDaniels says he doesn't know yet if quarterback Kyle Orton will play this weekend against the Chargers. Orton hurt his ankle in Sunday's loss to the Redskins. And both the Avs and the Nuggets are in action tonight. The Avs are in Calgary. The Nuggets are at home against the Toronto Raptors. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, so far this morning, a fairly predictable ride on the highways. We've got a lot of stop-and-go speeds now. Southbound I-25 starting back at 120th, getting down to 84th. Pretty busy cross downtown from I-70 through Spear. Slower ride for southbound 225 from Colfax to Alameda, again from just after Parker Road. That northbound side, a little heavy from Parker getting up through 6th Avenue. Sounds like a pothole may have opened up in the area of 270 and I-70, where it always does, so do count on delays getting across Commerce City this morning. Also, reports of some very icy conditions along C-470, yet in between Broadway and Lucent. Be extremely cautious through the area. Northbound Parker at Peoria got a big crash. Left lane's blocked there. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Don't miss Kohl's 50% off specials. Two-day sale this Tuesday and Wednesday. You'll find 50% off hundreds of great gift ideas store-wide. This Tuesday and Wednesday only. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
Hello, I'm Jeff Scott, president of SolSource, a Denver-based solar company. We've installed over 30 solar systems for elementary, middle, and high schools in Denver and throughout Colorado. As a longtime educator myself, I'm helping teachers develop curriculum for children to learn more about energy efficiency and renewable energy. With new local rebates, federal tax credits, and grant funding, now is a great time for schools to get solar electric systems installed at little or no cost. Let us help you get solar on your school. Call SolSource for a free evaluation at 303-297-1874 or online at SolSourceInc.com.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's bright, he's intelligent, he is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Bye, bye, bye. 706 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota here on another beautiful sunny morning. Sun in the forecast all week. My computer says going up to about 50 today. Today on the show at 8, we're going to do a discussion about taxes here in Colorado. Should we get rid of special business tax breaks? That is what the legislature is considering, and we're going to have an expert from University of Colorado who testified before the legislature to go over whether that's a good idea or a bad idea. Also, we'll get into the discussion, front page Denver Post story. Attorney General John Souther says Colorado can tax medical marijuana. Souther has been an opponent of medical marijuana, so you kind of wonder what his game plan here is, whether this is a good thing or a bad thing. We're going to get into that at 8. And then at 8:30, we're going to be joined by the International Labor Rights Forum. They've got a new list of manufacturers that produce materials and products made with sweatshop labor. It's a holiday list. It'll help you know what to buy and what not to buy if you don't want to buy stuff made with slave labor. Then at 9, we'll check in with Media Matters about the whole Sarah Palin hullabaloo. Why do people care about her? Is she a complete creation of the media itself? I had an interchange with a friend who works at a magazine, and this magazine put her on the cover, and I said, I had written on my Twitter feed, which you can find at twitter.com/David Sirota, I'd written on my Twitter feed, I can't believe this magazine put Sarah Palin on the cover. How irrelevant. And he said, do you really think that she's irrelevant? You know, we've got to cover her. She's totally relevant. And I said, well, she's only relevant because the media says she's relevant. In other words, she's only relevant because magazines for instance, say she's relevant. So you can't cite, the media can't cite its decision to make her relevant as the reason that she is relevant and the reason to consider to continue keeping her relevant. In my mind, she's as relevant as Jack Kemp. As relevant as Jack Kemp was after the 1996 failed vice presidential run. Why Sarah Palin is so omnipotent now is just, it's, I guess it's part of the idiocracy, the American idiocracy. Speaking of the idiocracy, I got a clip I want to play for you before we do our news update. Well, actually, you know what? Why don't we save it? We'll do it after our news update. I really want to play you this clip just to give you a sense of just how stupid and silly and really insensitive our media is. It's going to blow your mind. We'll do that after we do our regular news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
Okay, so the Washington Post has a new poll as the Senate prepares to take up legislation aimed at overhauling the nation's health care system. President Obama and the Democrats are still struggling to win the battle for public opinion. The new Washington Post ABC News poll shows Americans remain deeply divided over the proposal under consideration, and majorities are predicting higher costs ahead. However, Republican opponents have done little better in rallying the public opposition to kill the reform effort. The most important point, Americans continue to support key elements of the legislation, including a mandate that employers provide health care to their workers and access to a government-sponsored insurance plan for those people without insurance. So those two key provisions remain strongly supported by the public. The nation's economic crisis has catapulted the number of Americans who lack enough food to the highest level since the government has been keeping track, according to a new federal report, which shows that nearly 50 million people in the richest country on earth, including almost one child in four, struggled last year to get enough basic food to eat. The richest country in the world. Survey suggests decline in smoking has hit a wall. Cigarette smoking rose slightly in 2008 for the first time in almost 15 years, dashing health officials' hopes that the U.S. smoking rate has moved permanently below 20%. A little under 21% of Americans were current cigarette smokers, according to a 2008 national survey by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. That's up slightly from the year before. My guess, it has something to do with people being completely stressed out by the economy and the world at large. Speaking of tobacco, this is on the AP wire. With a simple marketing twist, tobacco companies are avoiding hundreds of millions of dollars a year in taxes by exploiting a loophole in President Obama's child health law. Obama and Congress increased taxes on tobacco products earlier this year to pay for expanded children's health insurance, but tobacco for roll-your-own cigarettes saw a disproportionate leap from $1.10 to $24.78 per pound. Some predicted the tax would kill the roll-your-own industry, which had offered a cheaper alternative to packaged cigarettes, but tobacco companies quickly adapted. AP found that as soon as the tax was on the books, companies all but shut down their roll-your-own brands and reinvented them under a less restricted, less taxed category, pipe tobacco. It's still destined to be rolled and smoked, but it's taxed at barely a tenth of the rate at $2.83 per pound. To local news, the Associated Press reports Colorado officials say they have not yet been contacted by the federal government regarding housing detainees from Guantanamo Bay in the state. Federal officials on Monday toured an empty prison in Illinois under consideration to house the detainees. Colorado's Supermax Federal Prison in Florence has been mentioned as another possible site. However, Governor Bill Ritter's spokesman Evan Dreyer said Monday that federal officials haven't contacted Colorado officials about the matter just yet. So stay tuned on that. I mentioned the front page of the Denver Post. John Southers, the attorney general here, decides marijuana is now subject to taxation. Colorado's attorney general has issued a formal legal statement to that effect. And we will get into that, what it means and what it doesn't mean, in the 8 a.m. hour. Also, we will get into this story up on Westward. Senator Chris Roemer's medical marijuana ideas put many dispensaries and younger patients in the crosshairs Earlier today, Westwood had reported about a Boulder Daily Camera article in which Senator Romer predicted that half the dispensaries in the state will go out of business if some of the ideas he has for legislation become law next year. Speculation that fired up the folks in the drug policy reform area. In a subsequent conversation, Romer laid out more details, and while he made it clear the proposed measure remains very much a work in progress, he believes his proposals would provide a way to get a handle on what he says is the runaway medical marijuana industry. So again, we will get into that in the 8 a.m. hour. Some political news from Colorado. Interesting post over at Rocky Mountain Right, the blog here that tracks conservative issues. It is apparently possible that South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint and the right-wing political action committee, the Club for Growth, may spend lots of money against presumptive nominee, Republican nominee for the U.S. Senate, Jane Norton, here in state. So we may see a real civil war in that Senate race. We're almost certainly going to see a civil war in the gubernatorial race between Scott McGinnis and Tom Tancredo. Now, one piece of good news off that hunger story I read earlier in the national news. Colorado is one of the 13 states where the percentage of households struggling with hunger actually dropped over the 3 years ending in 2008, despite that national surge. However, still, one in eight Colorado households has to deal with hunger issues, and the problem has intensified in 2009 with the recession. But a little glimmer of good news here in Colorado. Out to Grand Junction, the city of Grand Junction will take a one-year timeout on licensing any medical marijuana dispensaries, to give city staff and state legislators time to craft regulations for the industry. So this is getting real local now. At the state level, Colorado is not in the top 10 states in fiscal peril, so that's good news, according to a new report from the Pew Center on the states. However, we are number 11. Along with Georgia and Kentucky, the Pew Center found that Colorado is worse off than 37 other states when it comes to money woes and budget deficits. Although the state has the 17th lowest unemployment rate, change from a year ago, and ties with Oregon and Louisiana for 22nd lowest foreclosure rate in the United States, the Pew report pointed to Colorado tax policy, as we've talked about on this show, as an obstacle to climbing out of its budget hole. Because it's so difficult to do any kind of tax reform, to, for instance, raise the taxes on billionaires like Philip Anschutz in state, we're really, really in a big, big mess. And our final local news story. This is on Fox 31. We didn't think it could happen in Colorado until it did. The FBI uncovered a terrorist cell in our own backyard. It made many people start thinking about our airports and just how safe they are. But when Fox 31 News put security to the test at Denver International Airport, it failed to stop a man who was carrying a simulated weapon. Pretty scary story there on Fox 31. That's your news update. 717 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. What we're going to do now is I want to open up a discussion, if we can, about a topic that I addressed in my latest column in the Denver Post, the Fort Collins Colorado, and the Summit Daily News, and papers all over the state. Is it time for us to consider seriously cutting defense spending? New York Times yesterday said that if we escalate the war in Iraq, our one-year defense bill, 1 year, will cost $734 billion. Remember, we're debating an $891 billion health care bill over 10 years. And in fact, the Congressional Budget Office says that the health care bill, because of tax and budget cutting measures, will actually recover at the end of 10 years about $110 billion. The defense bill, even without the escalation in Afghanistan, projected $7 trillion in defense spending in the next 10 years. So $7 trillion versus $831 billion for health care. Is it time to start seriously looking at cutting the defense bill? A Pentagon Inspector General report from a couple years ago, I kid you not, reported $2.3 trillion in defense spending that the Pentagon had completely lost track of, gone, vanished. They have no idea what happened to $2.3 trillion. Just for comparison's sake, $2.3 trillion, which was lost by the Pentagon, that's as much as the health care bill, the stimulus bill, and the entire bank bailout combined that the Pentagon lost. It just lost, right? It spent all the money it needed to spend, and then its overflow, its waste. It was so frivolous, this amount of money, that it was completely lost. That just tells you how big the Pentagon budget really is. So at a time of war, is it okay to float the idea of seriously cutting defense spending? Or does that make me unpatriotic? I've gotten some hate mail from folks saying, oh, you know, it's the cost of freedom. We spend more on defense than any other country in the world, more on defense than the rest of the world combined. Is it time to really cut?
I don't get that whole argument, Dave, the cost of freedom. I've never understood that argument.
What
are we free of?
That's a good question. But that's the argument. Everybody wraps themselves in the flag.
Make sense to me. I know it's like a patriotic, like, you know, a chest puffing thing.
I didn't know it had become patriotic to waste $2.3 trillion,
right,
to lose it. I mean,
I'm all about backing the military and our troops, but that is just ridiculous, man. Totally ridiculous.
After the break, I'll read two comments. And I'm going to, you know what I'm going to do? Here's what I'm going to do. After the break, I'm going to read two comments, and I'm going to ask folks to guess. In fact, I'll do it right now. I'm going to do it right now. When you call in, when we talk about defense spending, when you call in, try to give us a guess. Try to guess who said these two comments, okay? The first one, we must be willing to pull the plug before sinking more dollars into weapons that do not provide what our warriors need. That's one comment. Second comment, we cannot track $2.3 trillion in Pentagon spending. We maintain 20 to 25% more basic infrastructure than we need to support our forces and an annual waste to taxpayers of some $3 billion to $4 billion. There are those who will oppose every effort to save taxpayers' money. Well, fine, if there's to be a struggle, so be it. The first caller who can name who said that, who said those two, will get a copy of my book, signed, The Uprising. 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. Give us a call. Is it time to slash defense spending in a serious way? We'll get right to it after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, got some problems out there. Got a crash blocking the left turn and through lanes, northbound Parker at Peoria. That's a busy intersection there in Aurora. Do be careful there. Also, state troopers asking for some sand to be dumped around C-470 between Lucent and Broadway. Both directions there. It is still some slick spots out there on the ramps, bridges, and overpasses. So do want to be aware of those this morning. Southbound 25, stop and go. No surprise. North Glen, 120th, all the way down into Thornton at 84th Avenue. Also from I-70 past Alameda. Northbounders struggling as you approach a Washington Street up to Alameda as well. In Aurora, southbound 225, stop and go. Parker Road down to the Tech Center merge. The forecast, mostly sunny, warmer than Monday. Highs in the lower 50s. Right now, 28 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hurry. Tonight on History. A two-year worldwide search uncovers never-before-seen World War II color footage. The only ones to see war like this were the ones who lived it. Until now. World War II in HD. The five-night event continues tonight at 9, 8 Central on History. Made every day.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared.
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Peter Baruch, Senior Compliance Director for the Business Software Alliance.
Pirating software is serious. It hurts software developers, our economy, and it's illegal. If software is copied illegally at your workplace, report it to the BSA. It's the right thing to do.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. That's nopiracy.com or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Nobody tried to sell me anything. I mean, within like 30 seconds, all the best health insurance quotes popped up from companies I know I can trust. Then I compared plans and prices side by side to see what I could afford. It could not have been easier. And there was no obligation either. They didn't even ask me for my email address. It was quick and easy, and I got all the free information I needed. So if you want to find quality health insurance you can actually afford, just go to eHealthMarket.com. That's eHealthMarket.com. eHealthMarket.com.
If you open your ears,
and I'm just one of those regular guys,
your mind will follow.
I'm a liberal.
I consider myself an independent.
And it just blows my mind.
It doesn't matter what side you're from. What matters is what you say, the truth.
Listen.
Be more informed.
Become more informed.
Learn.
I learn a lot. I feel like I get all the real news from you guys.
Talk.
The honest, regular folk.
AM 760.
Taking action.
Colorado's progressive talk.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, talking a little bit about cost. I hear a lot of numbers being thrown around right now about what things cost. Healthcare supposedly costs $1 trillion. Of course, the Congressional Budget Office says it'll save $110 billion over 10 years because of its tax and budget cutting provisions. You hear very little about how much defense costs. A New York Times article says that if we escalate the war in Iraq, it'll push the defense budget up to $734 billion in 1 year. 1 year. A recent report from the Pentagon's Inspector General says that we have lost, the Pentagon has lost, misplaced, gone, vanished, $2.3 trillion. That's as much as the stimulus bill, the bank bailout, and the health care bill combined. That the Pentagon has lost. Is it time to seriously cut Pentagon spending, or is floating that some sort of proof that anybody who suggests that is an anti-American leftist? And as part of our discussion, take a guess. The first caller who can guess who said these two comments. It's two people. Each comment is a different person. The first one, quote, "We must be willing to pull the plug before sinking more dollars into weapons that do not provide what our warriors need." That's one. Second, "We cannot track $2.3 trillion in Pentagon spending. We maintain 20 to 25% more base infrastructure than we need to support our forces at an annual waste to taxpayers of some $3 billion to $4 billion. There are those who will oppose every effort to save taxpayers' money. Well, fine. If there's to be a struggle, so be it." So if you can name the two people who said those two quotes, you will get a copy of my book, The Uprising, sent to you autographed. 303-713-7600. Let's go to James in Denver. James, you're on AM 760. Hello, James.
Yes, sir. I believe Donald Rumsfeld said $2.3 trillion on September 10th, 2001.
What about the first one?
That one I do not know.
Survey said.
All right. Sorry, it's got to be both. You got to get both right. And I'm not going to confirm whether you had the first one right or not. So I can't give away the book, but good guess. What do you think? Do you think it's time to cut defense spending?
Most definitely.
Any other thoughts about why? I mean, just the waste? Is it? I mean, what about the idea that, you know, if you float this, you're opposing the troops?
I don't think that's true. I don't think there's any military accountability for the money. If they're losing $2.3 trillion, where's the accountability?
Yeah, and that's a huge issue. Hey, James, thanks for the call. All right, let's go to Jose. Jose in Denver. Fire away.
Was it Donald Rumsfeld and Franklin Roosevelt?
Survey said.
Good try, but no. No, alas, no. Hey, Jose, thanks for the call. Let's go to Walt in Littleton. Walt, you're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, man.
I don't have any idea who the quote is from, but I just wanted to make a comment.
Fire away.
I would support reducing our troops and our military. At 54% of our budget, I think it is excessive. I think money that they say is unaccountable, they know where that money is. That goes to special projects and to things they don't want to be transparent. We need to pull our troops out of or reduce our troops in Japan and Germany and in places all over the world that we have troops for really no apparent reason. We're not going to fight a ground war anymore, even with North Korea. We're strictly in the air now. And $700 billion a year, we've got some problems at home we need to straighten out, and I think it's time we started addressing those.
I couldn't agree more, obviously. I mean, why do you think that this debate has been so hijacked? I mean, that it's not just that there's defense contractors in so many districts and states across the country, which then put pressure on members of Congress to vote for these big defense bills. There is a larger storyline which says if you push to cut defense spending, you don't care about the defense of the United States.
No, I don't buy that at all. I don't think one thing has anything to do with the other. Remember one thing, though, that every state in the union contributes somehow to the war machine, whether it's through manufacturing or through base structure or one way or another. So we're very, very steeped in a military economy. That's one of our problems.
Yeah, that is it. It's a huge problem. I saw a New York Times story a couple of weeks ago which said the only part of our economy, the manufacturing economy, that's actually growing or maintaining is the production of defense materials and weapons. So you're right. Our economy is being completely militarized. Hey, Walt, thanks for the call.
Have a great day.
Rick in Greeley. Rick, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David.
Hey, man.
I'm not even going to throw a guess out there. I'm not even sure about those quotes, but I just wanted to say I agree with you that defense spending should be lessened somewhat, but we need to identify maybe those areas within the larger defense budget that maybe could be lessened. And what I'm thinking right now is I have a nephew that recently joined the military, and he was paid a large sum of money up front for his service, you know, and almost like mercenary work is kind of how it seemed to me that, you know, why are we paying these young men and women so much money up front? I just think that is, they're not doing it mainly for service of the country. They're doing it because, oh, you're writing me a check for $50,000.
You know? Yeah, that's exactly right. What I was going to say is that I think that they're probably in part paying up front as an enticement, for people to enlist. And look, I'm not one of these people who says the military shouldn't be able to recruit. I mean, the military, it is a part of our country. It's an important part of our country, and they should be able to recruit. Now, what I have a problem with in terms of recruitment is for instance, we talked a couple of weeks ago about those ads that make it seem like deployments are just like big video games, right? And just,
yeah,
you know, easy.
Yeah.
You're not going to put your life on the line. It's all fun and games. And you mentioned another example where you sort of entice people to join by offering them a lot of money up front. These get into kind of ethical gray areas. And I think you're right. Look, you got to take a surgical scalpel to the defense budget. I mean, here's the thing. At a macro level, you can look at the defense budget and say, you know, why are we spending so much money on these old, huge, outdated weapon systems that are designed to fight a Cold War versus the Soviets when our real enemies, according to our own intelligence agencies, the biggest enemies that we face are basically terrorists hiding in caves. You know, and that's the kind of stuff. Those are the kind of questions you got to ask. But the problem is, you start asking those questions, and you're going to get right wingers saying, "Oh, you're unpatriotic. You don't care about the country's defense. You're not willing to pay, quote unquote." I got a guy who emailed me. You're not willing to pay, quote unquote, the cost of freedom. What a joke. Hey, Rick, thanks for the call, man. 7:34 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm going to throw it out here again. The first person who can name the two people. There are two people who said these quotes. One for each. The first one: "We must be willing to pull the plug before sinking more dollars into weapons that do not provide what our warriors need." That's a first quote from one person. Then the next quote from another person, quote, "We cannot track $2.3 trillion in Pentagon spending. We maintain 20 to 25% more base infrastructure than we need to support our forces at an annual waste to taxpayers of some $3 to $4 billion. There are those who will oppose every effort to save taxpayers' money. Well, fine. If there's to be a struggle, so be it." First caller who can name the two people that those quotes of those statements will get a signed copy of my book, The Uprising, mailed to you. And let me just assure you, you know both of these people. You know both of them. They're both very, very famous. 303-713-7600. And after the break, I'm going to play a clip from a pundit, a liberal pundit, on the Sunday shows this Sunday about just how distorted our military spending, our military debate, our debate over defense issues really is. It's so sick. I mean, I heard this and I almost threw up in my mouth. So stick around. 7:35 here on AM 760. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Got a new crash. 3-car accident. Left lane southbound I-25. It's also on the right-hand shoulder. Some of that crash as you approach Colfax. Now those jams coming into downtown on the southbound side begin at 58th Avenue. Also stop and go up in North Glen and Thornton, 120th down to 84th Avenue. Stop and go on 225 as well. Parker Road to the 25 Tech Center merge. Also got a couple surface street crashes, or one anyway. It's in the left lane, northbound Parker at Peoria. Also icy on C-470, both directions between Lucent and Broadway. CDOT and state troopers are asking for some sand to be dumped in that area. Your forecast today: sunny skies, light breeze, high of 51. Same deal tomorrow with highs in the mid-50s, currently 28 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by the play The Man Who Never Died.
Find out why USAA has the highest customer retention rate in the auto insurance business. Visit USAAinsurance.com. That's USAAinsurance.com.
Inside this truck are some very special batteries, because these batteries are going to the Mattel Children's Hospital, UCLA, where they know that making kids better takes all kinds of technologically advanced equipment. And quite a few Hot Wheels and Barbies and Polly Pockets. So to power all those toys, the people at Duracell pack that truck full of batteries. Because they know nothing's better than powering a smile. Duracell. Trusted everywhere.
Hey, it's Juliana Rancic live on the red carpet with the winner of Entertainer of the Year, the Comcast Hollywood Triple Play. With me now, Shaquille O'Neal and Ben Stein.
Thank you.
So guys, what's all the buzz about?
This is the real deal for movie lovers. Yeah, you get access to thousands of on-demand choices.
Oh, fierce.
Plus the Hollywood Premiere Movie Pass,
which includes an additional 24 new release on-demand movies your first year. That's worth $150, Juliana.
Wow, sounds like a hit.
This is the biggest thing since... you have been.
Comcast presents the Hollywood Value Plus Triple Play. With thousands of on-demand choices, lightning-fast internet, and unlimited local calling for just $99 a month for the first 12 months. Plus, you'll get the Hollywood Premiere Movie Pass, which gives you 24 new release movies your first year. And ask how you can get a free flip Ultra HD camcorder so you can make your own movies. But this offer ends November 22nd, so call 1-800-COMCAST now.
New residential customers only. After 1 year, regular rates apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, and fees extra.
Holiday gift.
Give the gift you'd love to get. Give the Ovation Holiday Gift Set. A special holiday package at a special holiday price. Visit OvationHair.com and enter AM760 to receive a special 10% introductory savings. OvationHair.com.
I feel like such a statistic. I got laid off a few months ago.
Almost as bad as losing my job is losing my health insurance benefits. So I signed up for COBRA, but it's so expensive. I don't think I can afford it much longer. But my family needs health coverage. I'm stuck.
Aetna can help. Our individual health insurance plans may include similar benefits to what you have now with COBRA for less money. With lower premiums and lower deductibles, Aetna's affordable plans can help your family stay insured. Call 1-888-399-7171 and we'll help you determine the right coverage to maximize your savings. Call 1-888-399-7171 today and we'll also send you a free award-winning reference guide to health benefits that includes practical ways to save. We want you to know. Aetna. Health insurance plans are underwritten, offered, and administered by Aetna Life Insurance Company directly and through an out-of-state blanket trust. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. These plans are medically underwritten, and you may be declined coverage in accordance with your health condition.
It seems like any product you look up online, somebody loves it.
Oh my gosh, I don't know how I ever lived without this.
Faster and better than anything I've tried.
Hands down the best. Nothing even comes close.
But who's doing all those reviews, and why?
I know people here in Colorado, they have fake sites set up with fake testimonials. It's just wrong.
We'll help you tell the difference between clever marketing and a real review. Tonight at 10 on CBS 4 News. Get the whole story.
An all-new Oprah. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. Lisa Ling's special report. Why millions of women are using porn and erotica.
Working women, stay-at-home moms, regular folks.
And inside of every woman, there's a little Jenna Jameson.
The most famous porn star in the world, Jenna Jameson.
How many men have you been with? What is the number one question women want you to answer?
Next, Oprah.
Today at 4 on CBS 4.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The two quotes, quote, we must be willing to pull the plug before sinking more dollars into weapons that do not provide what our warriors need. The second quote, we cannot track $2.3 trillion in Pentagon spending. We maintain 20 to 25% more base infrastructure than we need to support our forces and an annual waste to taxpayers of some $3 to $4 billion. There are those who will oppose every effort to save taxpayers' money. Well, fine, if there's to be a struggle, so be it. The first caller who can name who said that said those two comments, two guys, two people, will get an autographed copy of my book, The Uprising. We're talking about defense spending. Do you think it's time to cut defense spending? I wrote my column this weekend in the Denver Post, in the Fort Collins, Colorado, and papers across the state, basically making the point that the health care bill would cost $1 trillion over 10 years, and the defense budget, the mundane regular defense budget, would cost $7 trillion. Is it time to start cutting defense? Now, before we get back to our discussion, just to give you a sense of just how distorted the political debate over defense really is, I want you to listen to this clip from a discussion on the show Inside Washington, a syndicated show, and the last person you'll hear talk, I want you to listen very carefully to him. It's Mark Shields. He's a supposed liberal. Listen to how he treats or how he looks at the military, how he looks at the war.
I think Obama's making an honest effort to try to figure out what to do here. I think he's genuinely flummoxed by it. And there are some leaks. There are always leaks. Whatever answer he's going to come up with, it's going to be unsatisfactory.
I don't remember an administration where they didn't try to stop leaks, and nobody ever succeeded that I know of.
No, but I think that what we have here is something quite different. We have a president of real intellectual horsepower who's cool, detached, and analytical. And if anything, you can watch the emotional side of him emerge in this whole process. I mean, we saw it at Arlington. We saw it at Fort Hood. We saw it at Dover Air Force Base. There's an emotional aspect. There's the comforter-in-chief as well as the commander-in-chief, both roles. And I think, it makes me nostalgic for those days when we had a manly man in the White House who could say, let's kick some tail and ask questions afterwards. You know, that's what we really need.
And he goes on to say, that's what we really need, and we don't need any reflection on what to do in Afghanistan. We should just go kill a lot of people and ask questions later. And that's an example of how distorted our debate over defense and the military really is. Let's send a lot of soldiers to kill a lot of other people and potentially rack up a huge number of American casualties, and let's ask whether that's the right policy later. And just an example of how disgustingly distorted our debate over these issues really is. So, the open question, is it time to really cut in a serious way military spending? Or are you going to say that even floating that idea is unpatriotic? 303-713-7600. Again, 303-713-7600 is the number. Let's go to Mary in Lakewood. Mary, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, David.
Good morning, Mary.
First, I have a guest.
Fire away.
The first quote is Dwight Eisenhower. And the second quote, I'm really, truly, genuinely guessing and going with Rumsfeld the same as everybody else.
Survey said.
Sorry, Mary. Sorry. Good guess. Okay. Good guess. But not on.
And I do have a little bit of a comment on the military budget. Absolutely, it needs to be cut. But it is probably going to be a bigger fight, much bigger fight than health care, simply because our economy is so strongly based on military spending that there isn't a congressman or senator anywhere that would not be in the pockets of Lockheed Martin and their ilk in the defense contracting industry.
Yeah, you know, I think it's both a problem of the defense contracting industry's campaign contributions, but it's also, look, the defense industry also is almost unique in the sense that it really has facilities, contractors and subcontractors, in almost every congressional district in the country. So it's almost not as much how much money they're giving to these politicians. It's that the average politician's got either a base or a defense contractor in their district that when the defense budget comes up and they might say, all right, listen, we lost $2.3 trillion, right? The Pentagon lost $2.3 trillion. Time to cut some of this stuff. The first people they're going to hear from is the defense contractor in their district saying, hey, if you do this, we're going to lose a lot of jobs, right? And now a lot of these threats are idle threats, but a lot of them are also real threats. So I completely agree with you that this fight, the fight to create more sensible budget priorities dealing with the military, is an epic, epic battle because of precisely what you're talking about. Hey, Mary, thanks for the call.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye.
Dan in Arvada. Dan, you're on AM 760.
Hello.
Hey, Dan.
How are you today?
All right.
I have a guess.
Fire away.
Ted Kennedy and Donald Rumsfeld.
Turk?
Survey said.
Sorry, Dan.
Oh, man. Good, thanks, Dave.
Good try.
Bye.
All right, man. Take care. Let's go to John. John in Philadelphia. How you doing, John?
Hey, good. Hey, David. How are you doing?
All right, man. You got a guess?
I'll go with Dwight Eisenhower and I'll try Dennis Kucinich.
Survey said.
Good try, John. Good try. You got any comment?
Yeah, I just like to say, yeah, the amount of money that I agree with you, the amount of money we spend on the military is ridiculous. We have all the money we need for health care. We just have to spend less on military. And our government, really, I feel like they're using young people. We need to find another way that young people can demonstrate patriotism. And really, what are we supporting here? What are they supporting? We're supporting a corporate state.
Man, that's a really, John, your point about defining patriotism, I mean, I just want to expand on that a little bit, because I think that's a really important point in the sense that, you know, being in the military, serving your country in that way is certainly patriotic. But there are many other ways to be patriotic as well. I know we tend to, you hear on the radio people when somebody says that they're in the military, and then a lot of hosts say, well, thank you for your service. And I think that's completely appropriate. But we should also be thanking when a school teacher or a police officer calls up. We should also be saying thank you for your service. I do think there has been a problem in this country where we have equated patriotism only or exclusively with militarism. And that kind of attitude itself needs to change. Hey, thanks for the call. Let's go to Kathy in Centennial. Kathy, you're on AM 760.
Hi, I have a guess.
Okay, fire away.
Gates and Kerry.
Survey said.
Good try, Kathy. Good try.
All right.
Good try. Have a good one.
I agree with you. Thanks.
All right. Let's go to Dave in Castle Rock. Dave, you got a guess?
Yeah. Was it McCain and Rumsfeld?
Ding, 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 ding. Dave from Castle Rock nails it. Nails it at 7:48 here on AM 760. That's right. So for those who say that it's unpatriotic or you're a radical leftist or you have to be an ultra-liberal to talk about defense industry waste, defense industry overspending, what you say, your response should be, you know what? You stand with those ultra-liberals, John McCain and Donald Rumsfeld. John McCain was the guy who said in 2007, we must be willing to pull the plug before sinking more dollars into weapons that do not provide what our warriors need. Donald Rumsfeld on September 10th, 2001, so one day before September 11th.
Interesting date.
Yeah, it is an interesting date. It said, we cannot track $2.3 trillion in Pentagon spending. We maintain 20 to 25% more base infrastructure than we need to support our forces at an annual waste to taxpayers of some $3 billion to $4 billion bucks. Though there are those who will oppose every effort to save taxpayers' money. Well, fine, if there's to be a struggle, so be it. That's Donald Rumsfeld. So McCain and Rumsfeld, two of the most conservative, neoconservative hawks to ever hold high office in the government, they're the ones who have been saying this along with progressives. And I think it's an important point to remember. Being for Pentagon waste is not a liberal or conservative position. Being against Pentagon waste and Pentagon overspending is not a liberal or conservative position. It's a right or wrong issue. Dave, hang on. We'll get your address and get a book right out to you. Good, great guest, man. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
750 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Take a couple more calls after the break. Do you think it's time to really take a hacksaw to the defense budget? $2.3 trillion. $2.3 trillion, according to the Pentagon Inspector General, lost. The Pentagon cannot account for that. That's as much as the bank bailout, the health care bill, and the stimulus bill combined. Is it time to overcome the fear of being called unpatriotic and have a real discussion about defense spending? Stick around after a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, crews have moved this accident on southbound I-25 at Colfax off to the shoulder, but still seeing some really heavy jams coming into downtown. Back past 58th is where the stop and go begins for you. Also heavy up in Northland, 120th to 84th. In Aurora, southbound 225 showing speeds in the teens there from about Iliff to 25. Also heavy for northbounders there once you hit the spillway. Also, accident blocking the left turn and through lanes northbound Parker at Peoria. Also, reports of some slick conditions on C-470 both directions between Lucent and Broadway. The forecast should be nicer than yesterday a little bit. Sunny skies, a little breezy, though, this afternoon. A high around 50 degrees. Same deal tomorrow, highs in the mid-50s. Right now, we're at 28 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Don't miss Kohl's 50% off specials. Two-day sale this Tuesday and Wednesday. You'll find 50% off hundreds of great gift ideas store-wide. This Tuesday and Wednesday only. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
Hello. Surround her with the strength of your love with the Love's Embrace collection, now at Jared.
That's Jared.
Jared is proud to present the new Love's Embrace collection. Diamonds in a design created to capture the comfort found in each other's arms. This holiday, there is surely no more romantic gift. Available as necklaces, rings, or earrings, starting at just $79.99. At Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. S-O-L-A-R-I-P-S.com.
Tonight on History, a two-year World War.
worldwide search uncovers never-before-seen World War II color footage. The only ones to see war like this were the ones who lived it. Until now. World War II in HD. The five-night event continues tonight at 9, 8 Central on History. Made every day.
694-1600 is the number for presidential brokerage. Again, 303-694-1600. You make a great point. There's a lot of noise out there about, you know, I should buy gold because there's going to be inflation, or maybe I shouldn't. And it's all, you know, none of these things tend to be extreme, right? It's a strategy. You need a strategy that actually mixes a lot of different things. You can't go necessarily in one, totally in one direction or totally in the other. And that's why you got to give presidential brokerage a call to work out a strategy. 303-694-1600. Talk to you tomorrow, Mike.
All right, David. Thanks a lot.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Cook. My name is... Hi, Mr. Taylor. I'm calling today. Mr. Hall, if I could just get a minute of your time.
Cold calling. If you're in sales or run a business, you know just how exhausting it can be to chase after new customers. But what if someone else could find them for you? Targeted leads based on your best customers. Now you can with Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads. Tell us exactly who you want and we'll find them. To prove it, we'll help you find 100 new leads by industry, income, hobbies, whatever you're looking for. Yours for free. So you can keep cold calling, or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-900-1432. That's 1-800-900-1432. 1-800-900-1432.
We asked women how they felt about getting older. Their number one answer?
Invisible.
I am the invisible woman.
No one gives me a second glance anymore. It's like, hello, over here.
Well, Hydroxytone is going to change that because we believe that every woman deserves smooth, radiant skin that gets noticed. In fact, we feel so strongly about it, we want to give every woman who wants noticeably younger looking skin a free trial of Hydroxytone. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. Clinically proven Hydroxytone is dermatologist recommended, with ingredients that tighten skin and make wrinkles and fine lines disappear from view. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in celebrity gift bags at this year's Emmy Awards.
I get noticed now. I look like I did 5, maybe even 10 years ago.
Take years off your appearance faster than you thought possible. Get your risk-free trial of Hydroxytone today. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-900-6166.
Is it unpatriotic to talk about or call for cuts to defense spending? Does it have to make you a ultra-liberal, anti-American leftist? Not if you listen to what Donald Rumsfeld and John McCain have said, unless you're willing to say that they're anti-American leftists. They are among the voices who say that we shouldn't be spending so much on the Pentagon that we're wasting a huge amount of money on the Pentagon. $2.3 trillion lost, according to the Pentagon's Inspector General in a report in the early part of this decade. What do you think? Is it time to cut defense spending? 303-713-7600. TJ in Sloan Lake. TJ, you're on AM760.
Morning, David.
Morning.
Time to cut defense spending. Time to look at all our budget. We need a job summit, a taxpayer summit, defense budget summit. We need a peace budget, a Secretary of Peace.
Do you fear?
You take $600 billion, and if you take that in the graph, we are on the right, $600 billion a year. If you go to the left, the closest one might be Medicare at $60 billion.
That's right. I mean, it's
ridiculous.
Do you fear that cutting the defense budget might result in lost jobs?
Well, perhaps, but we need to have a job summit, job creation summit. We have the greatest minds in the on the planet here, some of them anyway, including, yeah, they're the world's smartest man, right?
only according to J. Marvin. Hey, TJ, I got to get a break. Thanks for your call, man.
Anyway, we need to look at all that, David.
I totally agree, man. Hey, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
7:58 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we're going to talk to a leading expert about whether Colorado should cut tax subsidies to big corporations in state. We're talking about closing the budget gap. Stick around. It's a hot topic.
one of the most controversial events in U.S. history is now a locally and deeply powerful courtroom drama. The Man Who Never Died, set during a period of extreme disparity between the wealthy and poor, is the story of labor organizer and singer-songwriter Joe Hill, who fought for the fair treatment of working people, but was accused of murder in 1914. Playing at the Harlequin Theater in Lafayette, November 13th and 14th, and 20th and 21st. Tickets are only $12 and are on sale now at frontgatetickets.com.
Tonight on History, a two-year worldwide search uncovers never-before-seen World War II color footage. The only ones to see war like this were the ones who lived it. Until now. World War II in HD. The five-night event continues tonight at 9, 8 Central on History. Made every day.
It was quick and easy, and I got all the free information I needed. So if you want to find quality health insurance you can actually afford, just go to eHealthMarket.com. That's eHealthMarket.com. eHealthMarket.com.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM 760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. We have breaking news from Washington. The government made them an offer they couldn't refuse, and thousands of people who stashed money in offshore bank accounts accepted. We get the story from CBS's Stephanie Lambidakis at the department.
The Justice Department says a tidal wave of suspected tax cheats came forward to beat the October 15th deadline to declare hidden Swiss accounts. The total, 14,700, dwarfs the 4,000 disclosures the IRS saw in the early months of the amnesty program. Even at this early stage, the tax penalties are adding tens of millions of dollars to the Treasury.
A new CBS News poll shows President Obama is losing ground with the American people. His 53% approval rating represents a 15-point drop since April. Director of Surveys Sarah Dutton.
His approval rating is down, especially among independents. 45% of them approve now. That's down from 52%.
Marshall Music welcomed the president to the Great Hall of the People for a lengthy meeting with Chinese President Hu Jintao. They agreed to disagree about trade, Iran, and human rights.
I'm Peter Mayer in Beijing.
All men and women possess certain fundamental human rights.
Part of President Obama's human rights message to China, he publicly urged the Chinese government to show respect for Tibet and the Dalai Lama. Official Chinese repression, though, was seen on the summit sidelines. The reported roundup of dissidents and the police hassling a TV reporter who showed a T-shirt with the image of President Obama dressed as Mao Zedong. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Beijing.
Experts appointed by the government say most women should begin getting mammograms at 50, not 40, and follow up every other year, not annually. Some women say the new guidelines are confusing. To breast cancer survivor Sheila Slaughter, they make no sense.
In the long run, that's not going to be a cost savings if more women are getting sick and not tested on a regular basis.
The task force cited cost as one reason for delaying getting a mammogram. A report from the United Health Foundation points to smoking and overeating as two reasons for a coming tsunami of preventable disease. Dr. Reed Tuckson.
The incidence of obesity now has grown so rapidly that it has become probably the fastest growing public health threat that this country has ever experienced.
Fayetteville, North Carolina is reeling from the kidnapping and death of a little girl. CBS's Jim Crisula has that.
Bradley Lockhart had to be supported by friends at a candlelight service for his five-year-old daughter, Shania Davis.
Don't give up on me. Don't give up on Shania. She's right there with you.
Tears streaked down Gloria Campbell's face.
You got children. Just love them. That's all you can do is just love them.
Antoinette Davis is accused of offering her little girl up for sex. Ann Summers is maternal grandmother.
I don't think she had anything to do with it.
Jim Frisula, CBS News.
Man seen with a little girl at a hotel has been charged with kidnapping. Dow Industrials are down 5 points. This is CBS News.
Gentlemen, where are those financial reports?
Accounting will have them any minute, Mr. Fernwell.
Excellent.
Any minute this year.
Those folks in accounting are overloaded, Nerlman. Call Bob from Accountemps.
Bob from Accountemps?
We can't afford a full-time hire, so we'll bring in temporary support from Accountemps now while we're busy, then scale back when we're not so busy.
Whoa! You're a genius, sir.
Give it up, Nerlman.
Giving it up, sir.
Manage your workload more efficiently with Accountemps. Work productively, operate profitably. Learn more at Accountemps.com.
Chevy has vehicles that not only carry more per mile, they have the fuel economy to drive further per gallon. The 8-passenger Chevy Traverse offers an EPA-estimated 24 miles per gallon highway. Plus, Chevy Traverse has more cargo room than any other midsize crossover. In fact, it has 30% more cargo room and better highway fuel efficiency than Honda Pilot. Chevy Traverse. Compare it to anyone, and may the best car win. Honda Pilot with an EPA-estimated 23 miles per gallon highway.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. The Colorado Springs man who police say posed as a decorated military veteran has pleaded not guilty to making false claims. Richard Stradlaw faces 5 misdemeanor charges for pretending to be a wounded Marine captain. He's the first person in Colorado to be charged under the Stolen Valor Act. Stradlaw is also the founder of Colorado Veterans Alliance. That group disbanded after Stradlaw was charged. Medical marijuana can and should be taxed. That is the opinion of Colorado Attorney General John Southers. Southers says the growing industry should be subject to state and local taxes. Southers says marijuana does not qualify as a tax-exempt prescription drug or as an agricultural product. Denver Nuggets forward Kenyon Martin is doing his part to help out this Thanksgiving. He's donating $7,500 to the Denver Rescue Mission's annual turkey drive. Until now, the nonprofit worried that it wouldn't be able to reach its goal of 6,000 turkeys.
The beginning of November, we were really struggling. We had about 5 turkeys that were sitting in a freezer that could hold thousands. And we had put the call out for help, and individuals and corporations in the community have really stepped up.
The Denver Rescue Mission's Greta Walker says Safeway also donated $2,500 to the turkey drive. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We are pretty packed in this morning. Awfully slow southbound I-25. Part of the problem was a 3-car pileup we had approaching Colfax. It was hanging up the left lane for some time. Now that's been cleared off the highway. But you got backups basically starting from 120th down to 84th. There's a small break in there, and it's stop and go from I-76 clear across downtown. By the time you reach Broadway, things open up into the tech center. Northbound I-25 running pretty heavy outside the DTC, but really starts to slow about the Downing Street Bridge. Got a new accident eastbound Highway 36 near 104th Church Ranch that has you backed up towards the Broomfield exit. Also keeping westbounders there into the teens, starting from Sheridan up past the accident scene. And eastbound 6th Avenue, pretty bogged down from Wadsworth. So make the drive in from Lakewood. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Remember, at King Soopers, you get double fuel points when you buy gift cards. You'll find them for retailers like Home Depot and Best Buy, restaurants, theaters, and more. So give them as gifts or buy them for yourself and earn double fuel points. Get more value for the way you live at King Soopers.
Announcing the Ally Bank online savings account with a great interest rate of 1.64% APY. If you're waiting for the terms and conditions, forget about it. It really is that straightforward. Nothing confusing, hazy, ambiguous, dubious, or dodgy. No double dealing, double speak, or double meanings. Just an online savings account that offers a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. So call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
You're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Wow! 8:07 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Going up into the 50s today. Sun in the forecast for the rest of the week. A lot of talk about taxes out there. We're just talking about the defense budget. How the defense budget dwarfs any spending that's being proposed on health care. In fact, I cited a Pentagon Inspector General report that says the Pentagon has lost track of $2.3 trillion. That's trillion with a T. $2.3 trillion just lost, gone, vanished. That's more than total health care spending in the health care bill, plus the total stimulus bill, plus the total bank bailout bill. Combined. I want to just say that again. The Pentagon has lost, unaccounted for, vanished, more money than the total health care bill, the total stimulus bill, and the total bank bailout bill combined. And we've been talking about this in the context of deficits, in the context of budget priorities, our budget priorities as a country. And obviously, this is a discussion that's happening also at a state level in terms of budget priorities. We face a massive deficit here in the state. Colorado now ranked 11th, according to a new Pew study out today. We have the 11th worst budget picture out of any state in the country. And on the line with us now is Jeffrey Zaks. He is a professor at the University of Colorado. We've had him on this show before. The Colorado legislature looking at whether it should reform or even get rid of some special tax breaks, tax subsidies to big corporations. This is a dicey issue. They're looking at it as potentially a way to recover some revenues to deal with our state budget deficit. Professor Zaks, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Okay, so Governor Ritter has already told lawmakers he wants to eliminate about 13 tax breaks and credits to balance next year's budget. Some lawmakers are saying that there are 87 other tax breaks that should be considered. Why don't, before we get into whether that's a good or bad idea, why don't you tell us a little bit in a general way about what kind of big tax breaks, tax subsidies, and the like that we already provide here in Colorado?
Well, an example, maybe the biggest example, I suppose, is the Enterprise Zone Program. This maps out areas in the state that the state government thinks of as deprived of economic growth, or rather slow with economic growth, and businesses that locate in those areas get tax breaks both for employment and, I think, even more importantly, for buying machinery and so forth.
So where are we talking about? Give us some examples of places.
Well, that's the weird thing. About 70% of the state is actually in these, what are called these enterprise zones. And so the real question is sort of what's not in the enterprise zones. And I think but there are whole rural counties that are in these areas where these tax breaks are available. And then within the cities, within the metropolitan areas, there are smaller areas that are thought of as not having the kinds of economic growth we'd like to see.
Have these enterprise zones, for instance, have they worked? I mean, have they developed jobs? Is there any way you can prove that they've developed jobs that would really not have been there had they not had these special tax breaks and tax exemptions?
Well, that's exactly the question. That is, did something happen because of these policies that wouldn't have happened if the policies weren't there? And the answer for the enterprise zones is unfortunately a very bad one. The enterprise zones, if anything, are encouraging weaker firms to locate in these areas. And so, if anything, these firms are smaller than other than similar firms elsewhere, and they're more fragile. They're less likely to disappear. So although they're taking, over the life of the program, maybe $500 million in subsidies, they're actually not returning anything we could think of as being a good policy outcome.
When you say they're not returning anything, I mean, the devil's advocate was, well, they even if they're fragile, even if they're small, they're contributing to the economy. Do the proponents of the tax breaks in, for instance, the enterprise zones, and people need to understand that the enterprise zones are just one of these tax, special corporate tax subsidies and tax breaks. What about the idea that even though they're small, even though the businesses may not be perfect, they're contributing to the tax base? Do the proponents of these argue that these businesses really would not exist, or at least would not locate here in Colorado if these tax breaks did not exist?
They certainly argue that some of these businesses wouldn't be located in the areas in which they're currently found if the tax breaks didn't exist. But the whole basic idea that somehow the government needs to be paying businesses to create jobs, that's really, right there, you're starting on very shaky ground. I mean, jobs, real jobs, come from the desire of an entrepreneur of some sort to make some money and the desire of workers to participate in that activity. There are a couple million jobs in the state of Colorado, and most of them have been created without any government subsidy at all. So the idea that somehow government participation is necessary to begin with, that's just wrong. Most jobs and most stable jobs come about without any government help. So in these particular locations, would businesses not be there? Well, these locations they've got customers and they've got facilities, and the likelihood is that something would be going on there, even if the government wasn't paying particular businesses to show up there.
How much are we talking about here? I mean, how much is there? Give us a sense of the scope of the amount of these tax breaks, these corporate tax breaks and tax subsidies and tax exemptions.
Well, I don't have a real good answer to that, but I know the Enterprise Zone program, when it was evaluated sometime in the late 90s, the size of the subsidies at that point was calculated over $300 million, and that was for a program that had been in operation for about 12 or 13 years.
$300 million over 12 years or $300 million a year?
No, $300 over about 12 years.
Okay.
That's my memory of what it looked like.
So what do you say when you read an article in the paper? There was a couple articles about Frontier Airlines, and they were saying, you know, well, look, hey, Wisconsin had this and this special tax break, and sure, Denver and Colorado tried to do what it could, but, and this is what Republic was saying, you know, they couldn't match the tax breaks and tax subsidies that Wisconsin was offering to us, so we moved to Wisconsin. Isn't that an argument that says that we need to sort of engage in this race to the bottom, race to the tax revenue bottom?
Not if you think about it. I can see why people react that way immediately, but that's not really very compelling. You got to remember, first, at least according to the Denver Post, what Wisconsin ended up offering Republic for these 200 jobs ended up being something like $80,000 a job. That's a lot of money to spend. That's probably a year and a half salary for each of the guys working at this position. And you might ask the workers themselves, would you rather have these jobs here, or would you rather have $80,000 to go out and make your way in life? That's a lot of money to spend on the jobs. And moreover, it's just 200 jobs. Again, there's a couple million jobs in the state of Colorado, and if those jobs aren't here, other jobs are going to appear. The nature of the economy is that there are always jobs appearing and disappearing. In the course of 10 years in Colorado, about 80% of the firms that were present at the beginning of that 10-year period vanish, and they're replaced by other firms doing new things.
Yeah, but I guess what I'm asking is, if other states are engaging in this, in an arms race, if you will, an arms race to increase tax subsidies, tax loopholes, tax exemptions for corporations, is there a danger of Colorado unilaterally disarming?
No. And the reason is that, first, the number of jobs that are at stake in that kind of competition is tiny. 200 jobs for Frontier out of an economy in Colorado with 2 million. What's at stake here is very, very small. Second, while the other states are wasting their money on buying that's the small amount of jobs, and remember, the jobs that Wisconsin bought, a lot of them, I think, are going to be filled by Colorado workers, presumably. That is, the Colorado workers are already in those jobs. When Frontier moves into Wisconsin, it's likely they're going to take a lot of their workers for them. So Wisconsin didn't even buy that many new jobs for its own workers.
They bought a bigger population for their state, slightly bigger.
Which may or may not be good for them. And what good real businesses really want from the government is good government services. They want good infrastructure. They want good, well-educated population. They want public safety. That's what a real business wants from the government. And if the government spends its money on that, it's going to attract the kind of businesses that want to be here for the long term and that don't need to be bribed in order to show up here and that aren't likely to leave again the next time somebody else offers them a bigger bribe.
So if I hear what you're saying correctly, and again, on the line with us is Jeffrey Zaks. He's a University of Colorado professor, just testified in front of the legislature. Legislature considering eliminating a number of corporate tax subsidies to deal in part with the budget deficit here in Colorado. If I hear what you're saying correctly, it's a better investment for the state and specifically for jobs to, let's say, take the money you spend on these corporate tax exemptions and tax subsidies and spend it on the basic kitchen table infrastructure, roads, bridges, schools, all of the basic services of government that make a society and an economy run. Is that basically what you're arguing?
Exactly. That's what's going to bring in the jobs that really build an economy. These other subsidies to individual businesses, these are not business-friendly policies. They are friendly to a specific business. And that's a very different thing. When the government gives money to a particular business, they are putting all the other businesses, which don't get government money, at a competitive disadvantage. And why would you do that? Why would you take the companies that came here, settled here, created their businesses here without government help, and force them to compete with some some other company, either in the same business or compete for facilities or compete for workers or compete for any of that, with a company that need to be paid to come here. What the government ought to be doing, you're exactly right, is providing the kinds of public services that every business needs to thrive.
Well, this is a question I've always wondered about. I mean, what I was concerned about with the Frontier Airlines negotiation was it seemed like this single company was asking for special tax favors for a single company. Now, isn't it true that a lot of the tax subsidies that we're looking at here in Colorado are more, they're less targeted in the sense that, look, if you do this, this, and this, no matter what your business is, you're entitled to it, rather than one individual company going to a county or a state or a city saying, give us a special exemption?
It's a great question. I don't know that anyone knows the answer. You're right. The Enterprise Zone program, for example, is available to any company that locates within the geographic areas of the Enterprise Zone. The Republic subsidies were very different. They were monies or services devoted specifically to a specific firm. How much goes into either one of these, I don't know if anybody knows.
Yeah, and I completely, you make perfect sense when you say that this tilts the economy. These subsidies tilt the economy towards one or another industry or one or another individual company. My last question for you, and again, online with us is Jeffrey Zaks. He's a University of Colorado professor, just testified to the legislature, which is looking at how to or whether to get rid of a lot of corporate tax subsidies here in the state. What about the idea of direct employment? Now, I know it's a radical idea, but you know, a lot of people have been talking lately. Look, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the Works Progress Administration, he didn't use a middleman, right, in his jobs program in many ways. Franklin Delano Roosevelt used government money to actually directly employ people to build things like roads, bridges, and a lot of the infrastructure we still rely on. I mean, is that something that we should or our legislature should consider? I know people are so anti-government that, you know, any expansion of government is seen as bad, but is it even better money spent to take the tax money that you're spending on tax subsidies of corporations for some kind of direct employment kind of programs?
When Roosevelt did that during the Depression, during the 30s, he was facing unemployment rates of more than 25%. So the circumstances that he was dealing with were really quite different than what we have here. And I think he and his administration made the right decision then because circumstances were so dire. I don't really think we're there yet. And in fact, I have pretty high hopes that the federal stimulus is going to help the economy recover relatively quickly from the recession we had last year, relatively quickly meaning in terms of a year, not in terms of the 10 years that it took to work through the Depression. And so under those circumstances, no, I wouldn't advocate for the government to be creating, in a sense, work projects. I don't think the government could actually get a program of sufficient size going fast enough to even be rolling before the recession really, before the economy really kind of recovered on its own. So again, I do think that the state government has done a terrible, and all state governments have really done us a terrible disservice by being caught without any reserves when the recession hit. They're actually cutting spending by more than anybody else, and so they're actually making the recession worse. That, I think, is a big mistake, but I wouldn't advocate that they recover by creating employment opportunities that were in public services that we weren't ordinarily providing.
Yeah, and you, that makes your point about not having a reserve. You know, you hear a lot right now from other states, from this state, that, hey, it's a recession, we got to cut spending. Well, actually, ideally, in the best case scenario, you do the opposite, right? When the recession comes along, you want to spend, you want the government to spend countercyclically. You want the government to spend to stimulate, to help stimulate us out of this problem. And a lot of state governments, including Colorado, because of short-sighted policies in the past, have not been able to do that. Jeffrey Zaks, again, he's a professor at the University of Colorado. You can find more about him. Just search his name on Google News right now, Jeffrey Zaks. He testified to the legislature here in Colorado about the proposals to reform or even eliminate major corporate tax loopholes here in Colorado. Hey, thanks for taking the time this morning, Professor Zaks.
It's always my pleasure. Thank you.
822 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we're going to do our News of the Weird segment. A lot of news of the weird out there today. A lot of news of the weird out there today. Cow dung. Cow dung to be a major source of power in one of the nation's industrialized countries. That's one of our stories from the News of the Weird.
Definitely renewable.
Definitely renewable. A little bit stinky, but definitely.
I don't know. Yeah, clean? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
renewable,
know.
Renewable, yes.
I don't know. Can you call cow dung
clean
energy? I don't really know. Stick around after a traffic update with John Turk.
You got it, Dave. Just cleared a crash eastbound turnpike at Church Ranch, but still seeing some delays back around 96th Street or Storage Tech Drive there. Westbounders stop and go from Sheridan to Wadsworth as you move across Westminster. On 25 heading down the southbound side from Thornton to Northland, really heavy, 120th to 84th. Again, more jams from I-76 to 6th Avenue. Northbounders hitting the brakes Downing Street up to Alameda. Lights are out at Santa Fe and Union. Police are on the scene directing traffic through the intersection. Big delays all directions. That is a pretty brutal intersection without the lights being out. Anyway, also another crash, Monaco and Alameda. The forecast, mostly sunny, warmer than Monday. Highs in the lower 50s, rather. Right now, 28 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Want to add value to your home, lower your energy bills, and help preserve the environment? Best Way Insulation is a Colorado-owned company that can make sure your home is warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Purchasing insulation from Best Way can also qualify you for a federal tax credit and rebates from your energy company. For more information, go to bestwayinsulation.com or visit am760.net and enter the keyword insulation. Again, that's bestwayinsulation.com or am760.net, keyword insulation.
Well, government compliance, workers' compensation, and health insurance. If you have between 8 and 200 employees, find out how we can help.
Call Discovery Outsourcing at 303-868-5257 or go to discoveryoutsourcing.com. That's discoveryoutsourcing.com.
The holiday season brings lots of parties, family gatherings, and plenty of pictures. Look your best for the holidays. Restore your hair's natural beauty and healthy appearance, guaranteed, with Ovation Cell Therapy.
This holiday, do something special for your hair. Repair the damage from harsh chemicals and heat styling. Grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster, up to twice as fast with Ovation Cell Therapy.
Ovation is 100% guaranteed to grow your hair stronger and stop breakage naturally. No transplants, no prescription meds, no side effects. Innovation is completely safe, even for chemotherapy hair loss recovery.
Look your best this holiday season with Ovation Cell Therapy. Buy a set for you.
And give a set to a special friend on your holiday list.
And save on both. Ovation makes a great holiday gift.
Give the gift you love to get. Give the Ovation Holiday Gift Set, a special holiday package at a special holiday price. Visit OvationHair.com and enter AM760 to receive a special 10% introductory savings. OvationHair.com.
At USAA Bank, we stand by some core beliefs. We believe it's your money, and it should be treated that way, and that you shouldn't have to pay to use it. That's why we offer free ATMs nationwide, free debit card rewards, and free checks. We can save you up to $600 a year. And because we think bank hours should conform to your schedule, we offer free USAA web bill pay, mobile banking, and deposit at home, allowing you to deposit checks by scanning them whenever you want. At USAA, we believe when it comes to your money, business as usual is no way to do business at all. Better banking begins now. Visit usaabanking.com and start saving up to $600 a year with a free checking account. USAABanking.com. Availability restrictions apply. You must qualify for USAA deposit at home. Credit approval required. USAA does not charge a fee for the first 10 ATM withdrawals and refunds up to $15 in other banks' ATM usage fees each month. USAA Federal Savings Bank. Member FDIC.
If you open your ears,
and I'm just one of those regular guys,
your mind will follow.
I'm a liberal.
I consider myself an independent.
And it just blows my mind.
It doesn't matter what side you're from. What matters is what you say, the truth.
Listen.
Be more informed.
Become more informed.
Learn.
I learn a lot. I feel like I get all the real news from you guys.
Talk.
The honest, regular folk.
AM 760.
Taking action.
Colorado's progressive talk.
That's the music for News of the Weird. Reuters. Cow dung to power more Dutch homes. The tagline from Amsterdam. A plant that converts cow dung into energy for homes opened in the Netherlands Friday. Manure from cows at a nearby dairy farm will be fermented along with grass and food industry residues, and the biogas released during the process will be used as fuel for the thermal plant's gas turbines. The heat generated will be distributed to around 1,000 homes in an area around Leeuwarden. Probably saying that wrong. In the north of the Netherlands, the plant's operator said in a statement, firms in Europe and elsewhere have been investigating and investing in biogas plants, and this is the second of its scale running on cow manure in the Netherlands. It follows another plant that was just opened in January.
That'd be a fun factory to work at.
Yeah, you need to shower a lot.
Could you imagine, like, coming home from work and your wife, like, honey, we're straight to the shower, please.
Exactly. Straight to the shower. That is definitely one of those jobs you need to take a shower after work. Definitely. Definitely. This is the headline on the Huffington Post. Beck's guest list includes white supremacists and other extremists. Conservative radio and television talk show host Glenn Beck has made his reputation and fortune in part by taking innocent, if not strictly professional, relations and turning them into major political scandals. His crusades against Obama administration advisors Patrick Gaspard and Van Jones, who has since resigned, stand out as crowning achievements of the guilt by association game. What happens, however, when one looks closely at the people Beck himself has chosen to invite onto his show and to whom he has lent his microphone and megaphone? The Huffington Post took a look at some of the bombastic host's past guests and found names steeped in controversy. Beck has hosted, and occasionally even praised, a renowned white supremacist, a devout Southern secessionist, a defender of slavery, and a 9/11 skeptic. On October 4, 2007, for instance, Beck had on his CNN show Michael Hill, the founder and president of the League of the South, and Thomas Naylor, a secessionist who is the head of the Second Vermont Republic. The conversation, which centered on dissolving the U.S. government, was at times contentious, but Beck, for all the pushback he offered, did acknowledge that he was kind of intrigued. Quote, don't get me wrong, there's a part of me that says, mm-hmm. Hill's League of the South group is a decidedly white supremacist organization arguing that the, quote, Anglo-Celtic culture of the South must be protected and insisting that, quote, white men must shed the guilt heaped upon them by their opponents and defend their interests. The group has questioned, quote, what sort of ammunition is being given to black racists by the media's skewed coverage of interracial crimes. Hill has been quoted as saying, quote, let us not flinch when our enemies call us racists. Rather, just reply with, so what's your point? So this story on the Huffington Post, can't say that I'm shocked that Glenn Beck is using his platform to promote out-and-out white supremacists and racists.
I bet he's going to have that guest on who wrote that book, Mom, Help, There's Liberals Under My Bed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm sure she'll be on that show.
I bet he'd have the author of that new book out, The Muslim Mafia, the guy who is now out there saying there needs to be a backlash to the Muslim community. Glenn Beck.
Well, he wraps himself in the flag and pretends to be a patriot.
Glenn Beck is really a sign of our times, a really disturbing sign of our times. To the AP, hundreds of rotting deer carcasses in a southwestern Pennsylvania yard are causing a stink among the neighbors. Yeah, you think? Randy Good of North Buffalo Township has a contract with the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation to remove the animal carcasses from roads in five counties. Good says he's been picking up 50 to 100 a day to cope with demand. He's been dumping a few hundred at a time in his yard. He said weekend landfill closures and a broken truck have worsened the backlog. Sounds really awful. This is a headline from AP. In Trenton, New Jersey, authorities have stopped trying to capture a wild turkey that calls Interchange 14B on the New Jersey Turnpike home. The bird has been causing havoc for toll collectors and motorists as it runs across toll booths, plays in traffic, and sits atop toll collectors' parked cars. Turnpike Authority spokesman Joe Orlando said efforts of the weekend to catch the turkey were unsuccessful, and for the time being, the bird will be left alone. My guess is that bird is not long for this world if it's playing in traffic on the Jersey Turnpike. Our last story.
He may end up on somebody's dinner table for Thanksgiving, too.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
That's one hearty turkey.
Definitely. Our last story. An 11-year-old boy shot a black bear on his family's front porch after he said it wouldn't leave. This is a headline from Driggs, Idaho. The boy was at his home near Driggs, just west of the Idaho-Wyoming border, with his younger sisters last Wednesday when the bear showed up. The youngster says he couldn't shoo it away, so he went and got his gun and shot it. Black bears in the area have prompted multiple complaint calls, largely because they've been hanging around a transfer station near there. Why does an 11-year-old have access to a gun? Am I allowed to ask that? I mean, I know he shot the black bear, and it sounds like the black bear might have been menacing, but...
Well, you know, there's lots of kids that have guns that go hunting with dad, you know?
An 11-year-old?
Yeah, I think there's 11-year-olds that go hunting. I mean, unsupervised access to the gun.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a little shady.
I mean, yeah. I think I did riflery when I was 11 at like summer camp.
Pops, like proud or like, you know, hey, what were you doing in the gun closet?
Like,
I don't know.
Unsupervised 11-year-old with a gun.
My kids wouldn't be anywhere near a gun, unsupervised.
That is your news of the weird. 833 here on AM. It is pretty weird today. 833 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Oh, one thing. I forgot to mention this last week, and I'm probably in trouble with folks here. We have a pair of Bronco tickets. I have a pair of Bronco tickets to give away. Found them around the station. If you can register to win them, if you go to am760.net, click the Progressive Club, and sign up for the Progressive Club. If you sign up, we're then going to later on send out an email with the giveaway drawing. So if you want a pair of Broncos tickets, we've got them. Go to am760.net, click on right at the top of the page, the Progressive Club, and that's the way. Sign up for the Progressive Club, and then keep checking your email over the next week or so.
Guess what else the rumor is?
I know I heard this.
We got some pair of tickets for Elton John and Billy Joel.
That's right.
Giveaway, I think. We'll be doing the giveaway either tomorrow, Thursday, or Friday.
Yes, so we got a lot of giveaways.
You know, the prize closet's finally opened up around the holiday season.
I know.
Thanks, Promotions.
It's pretty sweet, yes.
Yes, it is.
Big thank you to Promotions. So go and register at the Progressive Club on am760.net. That's the way to win the Broncos tickets. And then later on in the week, we should have a pair of Billy Joel, Elton John tickets to give away. I got to think of a way to give them away. We'll come up with something... come up with something innovative like we did today on the fly.
Right. 6 degrees of separation. How are the two connected?
That would be a good one.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
Dave in Castle Rock won today's challenge. He won a signed copy of The Uprising after guessing correctly who had made those statements, those let's cut some defense spending statements that I read earlier. 835 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we're going to check in with a group that has put out a list for shoppers, if you want to make sure the gifts you buy, the goods that you buy over the holiday, are not made with sweatshop labor. Stick around after a traffic update with John Turk.
Really heavy on southbound 25, Dave. First from 120th to 84th. Speeds in the teens there. Same situation from 76 past 6th Avenue. Northbounders stop and go Downing Street past Alameda. And if you're in Aurora, southbound side of 225, going to be stop and go Parker Road to the Tech Center Merge. Same deal, westbound Turnpike Sheridan to Wadsworth. Got an accident on the left shoulder, westbound 76, approaching Wadsworth, causing delays back around 74th Avenue. Also seeing some heavy jams on C-470 eastbounders, Wadsworth to Yosemite, westbounders, Kipling to Quincy. Also, lights out at Santa Fe and Union. That's a major intersection in a crash at Monaco and Alameda. The forecast, sunny skies, light breeze, a high of 51. Right now, 28 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by the play The Man Who Never Died.
Find everything local, every which way, in the book at DexKnows.com and on your mobile at m.dexknows.com. With Dex, you always have the local info you need when and where you need it most. Dex Knows.
Hi, this is Dave Logan speaking for the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. Colorectal cancer is now the second leading cancer killer in the U.S. However, it can be prevented with a screening test that finds and removes small growths in the colon called polyps before they become cancerous. Men and women 50 and older should talk to the doctor about colorectal cancer screening. In health, as in football, winning starts with a good defense.
Call the American Cancer Society at 1-866-888-8888.
877-227-7914.
If you're looking for a new or used Corvettes or want to get the best parts and service and repairs for the Corvette you already own, you can trust Purefoy Chevrolet. Find us at DenverCorvette.com and CorvetteDenver.com or PurefoyChevrolet.com. Any way you spell it, it's Purefoy Chevrolet.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared!
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Liberty Bell Telecom wants to put $500 in your pocket. How? With our new low-priced introductory offer to Liberty Bell Freedom Bundles. You get phone service, high-speed internet, and digital TV through Dish for $500 off our already low prices, plus free installation. And then don't forget to ask about 6 months of high-definition TV for free. We are your true local phone company, where you're never just a number. And remember, this is conventional phone service, not VoIP, and your high-speed internet will have you yelling, yippee-i-o. And when the digital TV transition comes, you'll be ready. Call for your free installation, quick, seamless, with the best customer service in the business. 303-BUNDLES, 303-BUNDLES, or online at 303bundles.com. That's 303bundles.com.
Hello, this is Courtney Pierce, president of Buy and Build Incorporated, Denver's fix and flip supply house that's open to the public. Buy and Build understands the current economic conditions, and we are here to help. Saving money is more important than ever, and Buy and Build's below wholesale pricing can save you literally thousands of dollars without compromising quality. From cabinets and flooring to sinks, faucets, and toilets, we have the best prices in the nation. See us at 4800 Washington Street in Denver. Reach us at 303-295-6022 or buyandbuild.net. You will be thrilled with the thousands you save at Buy and Build.
.40 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're moving into the holiday season now. You're already seeing the Christmas-themed commercials on television. They seem to start earlier and earlier every year. By the time Christmas hits, your brain is so filled with these Christmas songs. It's just incredible. I think it's because it's starting earlier.
Dude, I was out shopping after Halloween, the day November 1, and there was Christmas stuff everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing. I think it's kind of a desperation thing.
Bad economy. You know, a lot of these companies are trying to make as much money in the 2 months that they have to make.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you project it out, if you look at the growth, how the Christmas season keeps getting longer. I mean, I don't know, 25 years from now, is it going to be Christmas all the time?
Maybe they should have Christmas ads all year long.
Like it just becomes, yeah, just Christmas is the norm. Like that, America is Christmas. All the time. God forbid. 841 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Speaking of the holidays, joining us now, Trina Tocco. She's the campaign coordinator for the International Labor Rights Forum. The International Labor Rights Forum has put out a list of good and bad companies in its 2010 shopping guide. It's a list of companies that make stuff with bad labor practices, sweatshops, and the like, and a list of companies that actually do respect labor rights. It's for the holidays, so you can kind of try to figure out what products you can buy as gifts during this holiday season that aren't made in a way that might make you kind of sick. Trina, thanks for taking the time this morning.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so, and by the way, folks can find this list at laborrights.org. Again, it's laborrights.org or at sweatfree.org/shopping guide. Trina, what are the metrics of how you evaluated what companies are doing and not doing? And give us some examples of good companies and bad companies.
Yeah, so first off, I just want to say, you know, it's fantastic that there are actually actually, you know, over the course of the many years that I've been working on issues like sweatshops, that there actually are companies that have been able to prove that there is something that you can do about the problem, right? And they can operate in a different business model than, say, Abercrombie and Fitch or Walmart.
Yeah, well, give us an example of some companies that are doing right, doing well by doing right.
So our Shop with a Conscience consumer guide, you know, that we release every year. So we've just released the 2010 version. And so that lists, they're predominantly online companies. So some people may not have heard of them. But, for instance, No Sweat Apparel is one of them. And they source from around the world, you know, but they've managed to find facilities that respect the rights of workers. Another one is Justice Clothing. They even sell things like underwear and bras. That are union-made, you know, who knew? And then there's also another company called Autonomy Project. They source from a, you know, fantastic cooperative in Peru. But then, of course, you have then on the flip side is the companies that just haven't pulled their weight, right, that really just haven't figured out how to make sure that where they're sourcing from, you know, is not somehow disrespecting the rights of workers, you know, and oftentimes it's women, right? It's a predominantly it's a workforce made of women. And so those companies include Abercrombie & Fitch is the one that we feel like is important to point out this year. And that's mainly because they just keep coming up over and over again. And so in our Hall of Shame, that we call it, Abercrombie is listed for one factory in particular in the Philippines. And basically, I think what's going on is two things. So one is Abercrombie is not transparent in any way. For instance, many companies have a code of conduct, right, or rules to which they expect their factories and their suppliers to abide by. Abercrombie won't even make that public. So that means that even their workers that are sourcing for Abercrombie don't even know the rights that Abercrombie feels like they should be given. So we feel like that's pretty shocking.
So we can't even figure out what their theoretical internal controls are,
exactly,
their internal guidelines.
So that's a bit shy, right? So it's just kind of like, why would you bother even making something if you don't even want to make it public, right, so that others can understand
absolutely
where your company stands on these issues. So we're a little shocked, right, kind of how behind the times, so to speak.
I mean, even if I'm not mistaken, even Nike, which had faced great serious scrutiny over this probably 10 or 15 years ago, Nike will not only let you know, it kind of brags about, and whether it's, and in fairness, whether it's hard to know whether they're abiding by their own rules, but they brag, hey, look, we, you know, officially it is our policy not to do this, this, and this. And you're saying that Abercrombie, as an example, basically it's just completely shut off. It doesn't tell us anything about even its internal behavior.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, and just imagine, right? So if you're a worker trying to produce for Abercrombie, you know, I'm working with some workers that are producing just kind of basic, shirts. But so they don't even know they barely even knew what Abercrombie and Fitch was, because there had been such a disconnect between, you know, the factories that Abercrombie is sourcing from and then, you know, and the relationship that Abercrombie has with workers and the factory managers. So like you said, and I would agree too, that companies like Nike, like Levi's and Gap, you know, they of course have many of, you know, they have some problematic factories, but they've done, you know, so much to at least have, like, they all have even websites about their corporate social responsibility.
Now I'm looking here at the rest of this list here, and I'm noticing some big brands. I mean, you've got Hanes, you've got IKEA, you've got Kohl's, which of course Kohl's, you know, you've got, is the namesake of Wisconsin Senator Herb Kohl. You've got L.L. Bean, Pier One, and obviously Walmart. I guess I should ask, when people look at this list, and again, you can find it at sweatfree.org/shoppingguide or laborrights.org. We're talking about, it's a list of companies that make things with sweatshop labor and without sweatshop labor. It's designed so that people can go on and look at this before they buy their holiday gifts. I guess, are there, in your tracking of these companies, have there been companies that maybe are still on the list but have improved over the years?
So this is why we've decided to put these companies on this list. Because there are many other companies, right? So you can kind of, there's certain companies that are absent, right, that maybe you would hear about in the news.
Mm-hmm.
But we've made a decision not to include them because over the years they have improved. These are the companies that we've just found, you know, really have not dealt with the realities of their supply chain. You know, for instance, L.L. Bean, you know, they basically say, well, we source mostly from the U.S. And then they go on to say we have 350 workers, right, in the U.S. Imagine the number of L.L. Bean stores in the U.S., right? And it's not likely that, you know, any good percentage of their product is really coming from the U.S.
Well, if they say they only have 350 workers, that doesn't make any sense, right? I mean, this is a big wardrobe and clothing and equipment store.
Absolutely. So they hide behind kind of these, you know, these talking points that these companies have used when the reality is they have an extensive supply chain, and they just kind of haven't, I would say, matured to the point of kind of accepting the responsibility that comes along with, you know, sourcing from places all over
the
world.
Yeah, well, let me ask you one last question on this. And again, we're talking to Trina Tocco. She's the campaign coordinator for the International Labor Rights Forum. laborrights.org for their new holiday shopping guide about which companies produce products with and without sweatshop labor. I mean, this is the old, what we saw in the late 80s, early 90s, the old hollow corporation, where the corporation in the United States is a brand, L.L. Bean, Nike, and what have you, and then they contract out work to many, many different subcontractors, sub-subcontractors, and as you said, you lose control of the supply chain. How much control could they have? I mean, if a company like an L.L. Bean, like an Abercrombie said, okay, look, we're going to be really serious about this now. No subcontracting or contracting to companies, to subcontractors that produce products with sweatshop labor. Some would say, well, you know, that wouldn't make much of a difference at all. Others would say that would make the big difference. Where do you come down?
Yeah, so here's the reality, right? It's no longer black and white, whereas, like, you know, in the 80s and 90s, it was these big, huge exposés. But like you kind of alluded to, there are some companies that actually are, you know, really trying to figure this out. And so I just want to, like, particularly because we've just been talking about L.L. Bean, the issue of concern that we have with L.L. Bean is where they actually get their cotton from. And much of the cotton that's used in Bangladesh and China, right, which are huge places where most of our garments are produced, a lot of that cotton comes from a country called Uzbekistan that essentially forces the kids every year during harvest season, and harvest season is right now, to leave school and to pick cotton. You know, and this is this pervasive problem that happens every year. And we've contacted L.L. Bean to say, you know, what are you going to do about this? You know, can you, you know, say your supply chain does not use Uzbek cotton? And their response was, you know, we just know these are very complicated issues. But on the other hand, we have companies like Levi's and Nike, for instance, that are actually, you know, so they still have problems, like they're still trying to figure it out. But they've actually launched pilot projects to begin to trace exactly where their cotton comes from. Right, so recognizing that their responsibility is at the factory level, but all the way through the supply chain. Does that kind of give you a sense of kind of the differences between companies these days?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's important. I mean, I think you're right. I think that there's no there can't be such a thing in such a globalized economy as purity. What you can have, however, is pressure to make things constantly better and better. So I think you guys have made a really good distinction between the companies that clearly don't care, are not paying attention at all, and companies that, sure, they may not be pure, but at least they're taking the right steps. At least they're aware of the problem, they're cognizant of the problem, and they're taking it seriously. And to be clear, and I think everybody listening to this broadcast probably knows this, but I'll just say it. The reason that the Nikes, the reason that the Levi's are more cognizant, are more aware of this, is because there has been public pressure on them to be aware. It's not because of the goodness of their hearts. It's not because some Nike executive said, I'm a nice guy, I want to do this. It's that there has been a demand for it. Trina Tocco of the International Labor Rights Forum, you can find their work at laborrights.org. Check out that holiday shopping guide. Thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. 8:52 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, here on a beautiful Tuesday, even though Tuesday is one of those days that doesn't really have a kind of flavor, a kind of feeling. It's one of those dead days, you know? You're not near the weekend. And the weekend, your last weekends, you don't have the buzz of your last weekend. But we got sun in the forecast all week. After the 9 a.m. news for the CBS News, we're going to check in with Media Matters about, and I'm loath to do it, but about the whole Sarah Palin headlines, the whole Sarah Palin phenomenon. Media Matters is going to give us the lowdown on what it's all about, and we're probably going to open up the AM 760 dojo to ask the question, a very simple question. Is Sarah Palin really relevant? Or is her relevance a complete creation and fabrication? We'll do that after the CBS News. But first, a traffic update with John Turk.
Got a couple problems on Santa Fe. Got a crash on the southbound side just after Mississippi. And then further down, lights are out at Santa Fe and Union. Police are on scene directing traffic through the intersection. Big delays all directions on Union and Santa Fe there. Rest of the drive pretty nasty for this time of the morning, to be honest with you. Got a crash on the left shoulder, westbound 76 at Wadsworth, as you approach Wadsworth anyway. Delays between 25 there and Wadsworth. Also got some heavier jams on the turnpike westbound side, Sheridan to Wadsworth. And also got to let you know about a single car accident, Monaco and Alameda. The forecast today, mostly sunny, warmer than Monday. Highs in the lower 50s. Right now, 29 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Miss Kohl's 50% off specials. Two-day sale this Tuesday and Wednesday. You'll find 50% off hundreds of great gift ideas store-wide. This Tuesday and Wednesday only. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Tonight on History, a two-year worldwide search uncovers never-before-seen World War II color footage. The only ones to see war like this were the ones who lived it. Until now. World War II in HD. The five-night event continues tonight at 9, 8 central on History. Made every day.
Tried to take everything we had. They froze our accounts. They levied our accounts for over $17,000, threatening to imprison my husband.
Thousands of law-abiding Americans have turned to power tax relief. Honest people just like you, whose circumstances left them owing more taxes than they could pay.
We ended up taking our $140,000 in tax debt and paid it off for $20,000.
You can bet that the IRS will have lawyers working on your case. Don't take a chance without your own legal help.
They took my $48,000 tax debt down to $400. This is a company that really does do what they say they're going to do.
If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, it's time to call Power Tax Relief, the most trusted name in tax relief, because the relief is real.
Call now 1-800-282-1646. 1-800-282-1646. That's 1-800-282-1646.
If you just bought a car and paid more than $500 for it, you're going to want to change the station. Because we're about to tell everyone in this listening area how to get a vehicle for as low as $500. So if you don't want to hear about these incredible deals, please change the station now. Imagine finding Hondas, Toyotas, Chevys, and more. Some starting as low as $500. If you'd like a full list of cars priced to sell, call in the next 30 minutes and you'll guarantee your copy of the list now. Please dial carefully. 1-800-300-9952. Bargain Network Motors is a service for anyone who wants to get a great deal on cars and SUVs at auction, including low, low repo deals on cars starting as low as $500, which means no car payments ever. But cars like these go fast, so you'll need to call now for the list of cars available in your area. Pick up the phone and get yours now. 1-800-300-9952. 1-800-300-9952. That's 1-800-300-9952.
When did you start feeling older? When was the last time you felt active and alive? When you felt alert and energized? If it seems like you're often tired and you don't feel as good as you used to, you should know it doesn't have to be this way. If you want to go from aging to active, get ready to call, because we're giving away free trials of a fish oil formula that guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-984-9985. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-984-9985 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-984-9985. That's 1-800-984-9985.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I just want to read you this. I'm talking about the angry white hate machine. If you don't believe it's out there, just listen to this. This is a column in the right-wing Washington Times, the better known as the Mooney Times, because it's owned by the right-wing Mooney cult. The editor emeritus, Wesley Pruden, known as a racist, this is published in a newspaper. Quote, "It's no fault of the president that he has no natural instinct or blood impulse for what America is about. He was sired by a Kenyan father, born to a mother attracted to men of the third world, and reared by grandparents in Hawaii, a paradise far from the American mainstream." That is in a newspaper. That is the angry white hate machine. Stick around. Speaking of angry white hate, we're going to be talking about Sarah Palin and Sarah Palinism next.
Kevin Richards just sent his identity out shopping.
Hello? Hey, Kev. It's me, your identity.
Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah. The retailer is sending the stuff.
Good. What? Did you talk to strangers?
No. But I met a nice group of guys from Russia.
Oh, you didn't tell them anything, did you?
No. Yes, I did.
What?
Everything.
Well, I'm gonna...
Wondering where your identity goes? Get Identity Guard Total Protection. Total Protection scans activity regarding your identity, keeping you in the know 24/7. And if anything happens, Identity Guard's $1 million of loss reimbursement insurance and professional response team will help make things right. It's protection no matter where your identity goes. Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again.
Wait a second, Kev. What's that, Yuri? Yuri would like to come visit.
No, Yuri!
Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
For future, call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-700-6610. For your free CD, call 1-800-700-6610. 1-800-700-6610.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. It was a time to fess up for thousands of taxpayers with money stashed in offshore accounts. CBS News reporter Stephanie Labadakis with
the
story.
The Justice Department says the threat of prosecution and stiff penalties has paid off handsomely, with more than 14,700 people coming clean over hidden Swiss and other offshore bank accounts. Even with that extraordinary number, in the words of the department, thousands of others apparently are rolling the dice that they will not get caught. The IRS estimates that the voluntary disclosures alone will bring in billions of dollars in back taxes, interest, and penalties.
A new health survey finds that while fewer Americans are smoking than last year, obesity has increased significantly in 80% of the states. And the dollar cost is huge and projected to get even bigger. United Health Foundation says if current trends continue within a decade, health spending tied to obesity will quadruple. Ken Thorpe's a professor of health policy at Emory University.
If we don't do anything about this long-standing trend, within the next 10 years, over 100 million Americans would be considered obese. And just those obesity-related costs would add about $344 billion to our nation's health care bill.
A long day of over-the-table talks between President Obama and China's President Hu Jintao. Following the sessions, Mr. Obama outlined one of the key economic focuses.
We discussed what's required to sustain this economic recovery, so that economic growth is followed by the creation of new jobs and a lasting prosperity.
After spending a second night in Beijing, the president will hold a meeting with Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao. Five Missouri men already facing a long list of sex charges involving children are now being hit with 15 additional counts. 77-year-old Burrell Mahler and his four adult sons were arraigned yesterday on charges of rape, sodomy, and the use of a child in a sexual performance. It's an over-the-counter drug that's taken by millions.
Zero heartburn for 24 hours with one pill a day.
with Prilosec.
But the Food and Drug Administration says Prilosec can have a negative effect, blocking the blood-thinning properties of Plavix, which is used to help cut the risks of heart attack and stroke. The FDA recommends people who want to control their stomach acid should use alternatives such as Zantac or Mylanta. It's been more than a month since a server collapse at Microsoft caused major headaches for T-Mobile Sidekick customers. Now the company has resumed selling the smartphones. The Microsoft meltdown led to the loss of contact numbers, pictures, and other personal information from many of the devices. But since the problem developed, Microsoft's managed to restore most of the data. Mon Dieu, women not allowed to wear pants in Paris? Oui.
A French legal expert has unearthed a decree from the year 1800 banning women from wearing trousers in the French capital. Three separate attempts to repeal the law have failed. London's Daily Telegraph notes that if enforced, it would make Paris, the city of love, stricter than Islamic Sudan.
That's CBS News reporter Vicky Barker. This is CBS News.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go. That's At Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared. It can only be Jared!
At Intuit Websites, we believe every business should have a website. Not just big companies, but dry cleaners, dog groomers, daycare centers, and other businesses that don't even start with a D. So we make it easy for all small business owners to create their own website. Just pick a style, edit, and get your business online in minutes. Intuit Websites is just $4.99 a month. So when we say every business should have a site, we mean it. Get a 30-day free trial at Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. CU Boulder leaders are worried the state won't be able to make up a budget shortfall in the 2010-2011 school year. CU is planning to fill an estimated $21 million budget hole, but federal stimulus money is not coming in as projected. CU hopes to have help with some flexibility in recruiting foreign students who pay more in tuition. 109 days and counting, that is how long three American hikers have been held in Iran. They mistakenly crossed the border and now they're accused of spying. Shannon Bowers says she's confident her brother Shane will eventually be released and return home to Boulder.
I'm definitely, as the days go on, we're worried about his mental state and his emotional well-being, and it's a lot of time, and none of us ever thought that it would go on this long.
Shannon says her brother and the other hikers had looked forward to hiking that spot for some time. Medical pot smokers in the state will have to pay a little more to get their prescriptions. Attorney General John Southers says Colorado law clearly means dispensaries should start collecting sales tax on sales of medical marijuana products. Southers says this is the first step in a process to be helped along by the courts and legislature to help clear up the medical pot issue in the state. In sports, both the Avs and the Nuggets are in action tonight. The Avs are in Calgary. The Nuggets are at home against the Toronto Raptors. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Getting a lot better on our highways. South Bend I-25 finally cleared up 120th down to 84th Avenue. We're still catching those stop-and-go speeds passing downtown. In fact, backed up yet from 58th Avenue. Really hit it hard about I-70. That carries down through Spear. North Bend I-25 doing a little better through the bridges. Just a touch slow getting up and over the Broadway Bridge. We're clearing up both directions of 225, C-470, 6th Avenue back to normal. Have a late accident. Westbound I-76 approaching Wadsworth. It's the left side of the highway that's blocked there. We're backed up solid starting at I-25. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Dump. Winter driving is just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly, and plow far and wide. Very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snowplows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
907 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Just want to read this new poll just off the wire right now before we get to our Media Matters segment. AP poll, tax the rich to pay for health care. When it comes to paying for a health care overhaul, Americans see just one way to go, tax the rich. That finding from a new AP poll will be welcome news for House Democrats. You've heard a lot, oh, this might not be popular, it might be popular. The House bill would impose a 5.4% income tax surcharge on individuals making more than $500,000 a year and households making more than $1 million. The poll tested views on an even more punitive taxation scheme that was under consideration earlier, when the tax would have hit people making more than just $250,000 a year, even at that level. The poll showed majority support, with 57% in favor and 36% opposed. So these are really overwhelming numbers. Really, 57% in support of a tougher tax measure than even being considered in Congress. Just wanted to update you on that. All right, now let's turn to our Media Matters segment here. We check in with Media Matters every week at this time. You can find Media Matters work at mediamatters.org. On the line with us is Carl Frisch, and we're going to be talking about Sarah Palin. I'm kind of trying to prevent throwing up in my own mouth by having to talk about Sarah Palin, because it just bothers me. But let's listen to the Media Matters Minute, and then we'll check in with Carl Frisch on the other side.
This is the Media Matters Minute. I'm Ben Fischel. Conservative media figures are running to the defense of Sarah Palin following criticism of her new memoir, Going Rogue. Here, Fox News' Carl Cameron appears offended that the Associated Press would dare fact-check Palin's book.
There is a tremendous amount of animosity. The Associated Press actually took it upon itself to do a fact-check of this book. But to have a book by a non-candidate, at least at this point, fact-checked is a very, very rare occurrence.
And on ABC's This Week, David Brooks earned the ire of other conservatives for criticizing Palin.
Yeah, she's a joke. I mean, I just can't take her seriously.
That comment prompted a strong backlash from conservative leader Rush Limbaugh.
Brooks is a guy that sounds mad. Brooks is a guy that sounds angry and jealous. I think he's jealous of the attention that she gets and me.
For these stories and more, visit MediaMatters.org.
Of course, it's always all about Rush Limbaugh. The entire world revolves around Rush Limbaugh. David Brooks is not just jealous of...
He may have his own solar system.
Yeah, he may have his own solar system. Exactly. So David Brooks, apparently, according to Rush Limbaugh, is not only jealous of Sarah Palin, but is jealous of Rush Limbaugh, of course. Carl Frisch of Media Matters. All right, I gotta ask this question, because this is the question that goes beyond any of this, which is... why is Sarah Palin relevant? Why? I mean, is her relevance a total media creation? In fact, is it an irresponsible media creation? I had an interchange with a friend who will remain nameless at a magazine about that magazine's coverage of Sarah Palin and promoting their coverage of Sarah Palin. And his response was, well, you know, we have to cover what's relevant, and you, Dave Sirota, may be able to just ignore what you want to ignore, but we have to cover what's relevant. You can't possibly believe that Sarah Palin isn't relevant. And my response was, well, the media has made her relevant. So as somebody in the media, you can't cite the relevance that the media creates for Sarah Palin as the reason to continue considering Sarah Palin relevant. Am I wrong?
No, but that's modern traditional journalism 101, is to cite yourself when making your case.
Right. She's relevant because I said she's relevant last week, so
look,
she has to be relevant.
Others in the media make her relevant, so she's relevant. I would say that, one of the reasons that she continues to garner such widespread coverage and, has such a large following, it's not just the right-wing base that loves to watch her. It's a bit like NASCAR. A lot of people are tuning in for the race, and a lot of people are tuning in for the crash.
So the train wreck factor.
Exactly.
Just let's see, every time she opens her trap, she says something stupid, idiotic, extremist, or some combination of all three. And so it's like I like to watch those History Channel documentaries of when they demolish buildings.
Yes.
You know, like they, I'm not talking about 9/11 here. I'm talking about, you know, when there's an old building, an old stadium, they demolish it. I love that. And I watch it just for the sort of explosive nature of it. And you're saying that part of her relevance, or part of the reason the media ascribes relevance to her, is because it's sort of like spectacle.
Well, it's certainly part of what brings in the audience, is waiting for the next Couric interview. You know, and we knew there was an ominous sign earlier this summer when the AP wrote about how her book was on Amazon and it was already a number one book. They actually went to the publisher and said, are you going to be fact-checking this? And the publisher wouldn't respond. We knew that the book was going to have a lot of problems, and that's something that we're seeing. So on the upside of all this coverage, there is an element of accountability there. Of course, we're not necessarily seeing that in these interviews yet that she's having for the book. But, you know, Media Matters obtained the book last week. We've been going through it, and it is riddled with inaccuracies and false claims. And I think one of the reasons that she remains a major figure on the right is because, again, this is a leaderless conservative movement and a leaderless Republican Party. So these media figures like Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck and, yes, Sarah Palin continue to drive the voice of the movement, which is, I think, why, you know, she's managed to step in and fill that vacuum.
The Associated Press put 11 reporters on fact-checking her book. Now, I'm conflicted about this in this way. You know, at one level, I'm like, yeah, this person's an idiot. For fair or not, she has a platform, and she has it's this ridiculous. Because of the relevance she's been given, she is relevant, and therefore she has more of a platform to create a strain of Republicanism that could ultimately be real. And so, therefore, the Associated Press is, you know, right. They should say her book comes out. They should fact check it. The other part of me says, 11 fact-checkers? Where were these fact-checkers fact-checking George W. Bush's WMD claims about Iraq? It's hard to feel bad for a media that claims that it's under-resourced when you hear that. I mean, so I don't mean to take up the conservative argument about, oh, they put 11 fact-checkers on her, they're persecuting her. I'm making the argument that you put 11 fact-checkers on her, I mean, where's the fact-checking on John Boehner's health care declarations? Where's the fact-checking on the allegations about the health care bill? Or where's the fact-checking on what's actually in the Wall Street reform bill? Is that a fair way of also looking at this?
Absolutely. And those are just a few issues. I mean, if you were to look at where the media goes day after day, those types of resources could be spent well on issues of the day, as opposed to these kind of flash in the pan stories.
But wouldn't the media say, well, if we did that, we're not going to get as many headlines, we're not going to get as many clicks over to our website?
They'd say that, but they'd also say, well, we're not taking sides.
Yeah, well, so I guess what I'm asking is, is the Sarah Palin phenomenon, is it a reflection of the media irresponsibility in making her relevant? Or is it a reflection of us, that's what we want? That was what we as an audience wants.
Well, I think it's a combination of those two, but it's also a combination of, you add in a third element, which is, again, this rudderless conservative movement, and somebody is going to step in and fill that void. So I think when you add those three together, you get a potent, you know, unhealthy combination that leads to what we're seeing right now. You know, the reason that Media Matters is focused on it is because we consider the publishing world part of...
Well, you have to be. You track the media. I mean, you're not building... You're tracking the media's building her up. I mean, it seems to me that Sarah Palin is... I can't think of another person. I mean, the last decade has been a time where you've gotten people... It's been an era where you had people, more and more people who are famous for being famous...
Right.
You know, Paris Hilton, great example. I mean, in some ways, that was sort of the subtle argument against Barack Obama at the beginning of his presidential. Oh, this guy hasn't done anything. He's famous for being famous. You know, of course, he was the first African-American senator in a long time, third since Reconstruction. But that was the sort of allegation. Seems to me Sarah Palin literally is now famous for being famous. A one-and-a-half-term governor from one of the least, most populous states in the country who is almost internationally famous. And at this point, she really is famous for being famous. I mean, I guess I wonder, do you sense any coherent political ideology coming from Sarah Palin in this that gives her more relevance than just being famous for being famous?
No, and many of the claims she makes in her book are the same kind of boilerplate stuff that you heard during the campaign. You know, it's interesting you bring that up because it was one of those attacks that was lobbed throughout the early portion of the presidential campaign that Obama was, you know, no substance and really just a celebrity. There wasn't a lot of there at that time. But the funny thing is watching this book release tour, as Sarah Palin fulfills all of these attacks that were made on Barack Obama, doing Oprah, doing 2020, doing Barbara Walters, doing the full gambit of a media tour. You know, fingers crossed for magazine covers, I'm sure. So, you know, she's fulfilling that. And I think it does speak to the broader issue that we have with the media, not just when it comes to news, but when it comes to what we consider news. You know, Balloon Boy, the fact that can take up the better part of a week of television news and so many column inches. These are things that the press thinks, you know, it's a matter of, it's kind of like the chicken or the egg, you know, which came first? Is it the audience crying out for it, or is it what we're being served up, and therefore we show up for it? And part of the responsibility of, as a news consumer is to speak out. If people do not want this, they need to tell where they're consuming news, whether it's cable or newspaper or the radio. They need to tell those places that this is not what I want, or I'd rather have this.
You know, I remember some comment that she made, and I'm trying to dig it. Oh, here it is. Sarah Palin made one of her attacks on Barack Obama was, and I'm reading here from her speech. She said, "My fellow citizens, the American presidency is not supposed to be a journey of personal discovery." And she was talking about how Obama, she was, again, alluding to this idea that Obama had become a political figure sort of for his own journey of personal discovery, celebrity for celebrity. It seems to me Sarah Palin has become exactly that. My last question for you, Carl Frisch of Media Matters, again, you can find their work at mediamatters.org, is does this mean that the term Palinism, right? Palinism, Reaganism, we know what that means. It suggests a cogent, coherent ideology. Is the whole notion of Palinism, is that a constructed notion that doesn't mean anything? Or is there a potential that this will cohere into something more crystallized that we could actually use an ism to describe?
I think so. And I think as time goes forward, we're going to see it more defined. Whether it's kind of you know, a fact-shunning kind of pseudo-populism, you know, to mask right-wing, you know, evangelical thoughts. I think the definition of what she stands for, because this book is so light on policy, we won't know for a while. But at the end of the day, you know, perhaps Palinism can be best, you know, described as, you know, the ability to garner significant media attention without offering much in return.
Palinism as celebrity for celebrity's sake, as political hollow vessels. That is at this point the legacy of Sarah Palin. Carl Frisch of Media Matters. You can find their work at mediamatters.org. You can find Carl's personal page, Carl Frisch, KarlFrisch.com. Search him on Twitter as well. Carl, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thanks, David.
9:21 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm just going to throw this question out there for our discussion for the rest of the show. Is Sarah Palin relevant, or is her relevance a media creation? Let me make that clear, what the question is. Do you think she is inherently relevant? Should she be as famous as she is? Is it a responsible news decision to give her the cover, for instance, of Newsweek magazine? Is she inherently relevant? Or is the media creating her relevance? To create drama, to create conflict, to create controversy? And if you think Sarah Palin is relevant, what do you think she symbolizes? Do you think it's good? Do you think it's bad? I mean, I keep going back to Jack Kemp, right? Jack Kemp was a cabinet secretary, a former football player, a quarterback. He was the Republican nominee in 1996 when the Republicans last lost the presidency. And he sort of disappeared off the face of the earth after that election. Sarah Palin has become one of the most famous, one of the most reported on figures in America, if not the world. So I think it's fair to ask, why? Why is she relevant? Or do you think she's not relevant? Do you think she's just a media creation? Is she a political Paris Hilton? Just famous for being famous. 303-713-7600. It's 922 here on AM 760. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Still got this crash on westbound 76 as you approach Wadsworth. Fire trucks are blocking the left-hand lane there. Delays begin all the way back at I-25 and 76. Also an injury accident southbound Santa Fe just after Mississippi. Looks like lights are now working, though, at Santa Fe and Union. That's a good thing for you. Also some stop-and-go jams southbound 25, 48th past Park Avenue. And taking you into downtown past Spear. Westbound Turnpike also busy in Westminster, Sheridan to Wadsworth, and some residual traffic jams on eastbound 270 from 25 to York. Your forecast today, sunny skies, light breeze, and a high of 51. Same deal tomorrow, highs in the mid-50s, currently 30 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Surround her with the strength of your love with the Love's Embrace Collection, now at Jared.
That's Jared!
Jared is proud to present the new Love's Embrace collection. Diamonds in a design created to capture the comfort found in each other's arms. This holiday, there is surely no more romantic gift. Available as necklaces, rings, or earrings, starting at just $79.99. At Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SolarRips.com.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Drive home a new 010 Ford Escape today from Freeway Ford for just $15,900. That's a new Ford Escape ready to roll. Ready to roll. After rebates, just $15,900. Get yours now. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
I felt quite confident in my abilities and my executive experience, knowing that this is an executive administrative job. happy to get in there and contribute.
Sarah Palin, relevant or not? Got to talk about her. She's all over the media right now. Cover of Newsweek magazine. And I don't really understand why. I don't really get it. 1.5-term governor of one of the smallest states in the country. And I'm supposed to believe that she's really, really important. Don't really understand why. I mean, I understand why. I better understand why somebody like Mike Enzi is relevant. Right? Mike Enzi is the little-known senator from Wyoming who is one of the top negotiators on health care legislation that could impact the next 50 to 100 years of this country. I understand why Mike Enzi is relevant, even though he gets no media attention. Mike Enzi has a seat at the legislative table. Sarah Palin, don't understand why she's relevant. Don't get it. Not even a governor anymore. She's just a television and media creation. She is, in my mind, the Paris Hilton of politics. Famous for being famous. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Does Sarah Palin represent something more than that? Is she worthy of being of the fame that she has garnered? And here's a deeper question. What does her fame suggest about our society? What does it say about us that we're so interested in her? 303-713-7600. Pete and Greeley. Pete, you're on AM760.
Good morning, David.
Morning.
Hey, I called to talk about the 11-year-old again, but I have a comment on Sarah Palin that, yes, she does have relevance, that she has that relevance basically with the National Knucklehead Coalition across the country, which comes to probably less than 10% of people who vote. And you're right. She's famous for being famous. And that doesn't matter. It's just straight popularity. Popularity can get people elected.
Yeah, that's true. I guess it's the same thing that people are going to start asking about Lou Dobbs. You know, Lou Dobbs floating is, people have been talking about, oh, he's going to run for president. I mean, first of all, I'm sorry. I don't really understand what makes you qualified to be president for hosting a CNN show. I don't really get that at all. But Lou Dobbs is another person who could end up being famous. Politically famous for being famous. I mean, the difference is actually that Dobbs is actually, agree with him or not, and I disagree with him on a whole lot of things, Dobbs at least has articulated some kind of coherent, if at times disgusting, political ideology. I mean, Sarah Palin's all over the map on so many different things. So I'll agree with you. I mean, I guess she because she's been created into a media celebrity, they've created that relevance. I guess what I'm asking is, you know, when you step back and you look at her, what she's about, what she's done, what she's accomplished, is she really worthy of the attention and the relevance she's been imparted?
The fact that there's nothing to get, David, is good for Sarah Palin. And I hate to say that. It's cynical, but it's true.
How do you mean?
Well, she's fluff. She's hollow, Phil, and that's what people are into.
Yeah, I think
it's into our food. It's into our television watching. It's into everything. There's nothing to get, and that's good. It's a postmodern statement, I guess.
Yeah, I guess that's right. You had a comment about the 11-year-old.
Yeah. You know, I think that at least on some issues, it's a useful dichotomy to put a line between progressive Democrats who grow up rural. Progressive Democrats who grow up urban, because I grew up in California and I had a gun license at 12, a shotgun and a rifle. And when I was in that gun licensing class, you know, there was a lot of other kids in it. So in the rural areas, the progressive Democrats grow up with guns. It's not unusual for us.
Yeah, I'm sure it isn't unusual. I guess what I would say is that I mean, my take on this, and I don't want to get sidetracked here, but my take on this is, look, this is not really a discussion of gun rights. It's more like,
no. You
know, it's a discussion of what's appropriate, what kind of things are appropriate and not appropriate for children to be doing unsupervised. I mean, I wouldn't want to put a kid in a car. You know, I wouldn't want to have a kid have a license at age 11, just to, you know, be the same as the story.
Or leave him alone in bear country.
Yeah, exactly. That's all I'm saying. I mean, that's all I'm saying. Hey, Pete, thanks for pointing it out, man.
You bet, dude.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Tom in Denver. Tom, you're on AM760.
Hi, David. I think that she's very relevant because she represents an essential constituents in America, and that's stupid people. And I mean this seriously. A conservative hierarchical society like ours can't really exist without stupid people to support the conservatives. You know, John Stuart Mill said over 100 years ago, he said, although not all conservatives are stupid people, most stupid people are conservatives. And that is essential. That's why we have shitty...
Will in Broomfield. Will, you're on AM760.
Hey, David. Thanks for taking the call. Sarah Palin, in a way, I mean, she's relevant because in a way, she is the past and future of the Republican Party. Now, you write in the book about the 80s, and of course, that brings up Ronald Reagan. One of the things Ronald Reagan was brilliant at was looking good, saying absolutely nothing coherent at all. He could tell people that, oh, I'm doing all this for you, and at the same time, he's gutting Social Security, he's gutting unions, he'd have people look at him and say, oh, he's for the working class, he's for the elder rights, he's a strong, solid cold warrior. When he bailed out of Beirut after the bombing in 1983, he almost, gave everything up when the, nuclear discussions at Reykjavik, yet he's a solid cold warrior. It doesn't matter what he said. People believed what he was conveying because they loved the messenger. Sarah Palin.
Yeah, although I can't go that far with you because I think Ronald Reagan, first of all, I'm not convinced Ronald Reagan was an idiot. I mean, I think Ronald Reagan
didn't say he was.
Right, yeah, I don't mean to put words in your mouth, but yeah. I do think Ronald Reagan, you know, Ronald Reagan represented a cohesive, cogent ideology. I mean, yes, you're right. He had star power. But look, this was an ideological warrior. I mean, this was a guy who had, for years thought through what he was about. Now, I think what he was about was really bad in a lot of ways. Really terrible. But Sarah Palin, that's what I'm saying. It's not like Sarah Palin is somebody who became, I'll put it this way. It's not like she became vice president or vice presidential nominee because she represented some strain of conservatism. It's not like she became the vice presidential nominee and later a post-vice presidential nominee celebrity because she represented some kind of cogent ideology. I mean, that's what I mean by fame's sake. You can be famous. Right, you can be a celebrity and also have things to say. I mean, I'll give you an example. George Clooney, he's not famous for being famous. I mean, he's famous, but he also like makes really important movies with really important messages. You know, Paris Hilton, why she's famous for being famous? That's why she's famous. That's Sarah Palin. Lindsay Lohan is famous for being famous. There's a lot of people in this era that are famous for being famous. But I gotta believe there's a danger when that starts to define literally your politics. When that
I agree with you, but Sarah Palin, I think Sarah Palin's hook is that her whole life, people told her she was beautiful. I mean, literally, she's a beauty queen. She's a beauty contestant. And she got everywhere she got in life because people thought she was beautiful. She charmed Bill Kristol. She charmed John McCain. You know, not that there's anything there, to paraphrase, but people look at her and say, well, she must be good looking, so there must be something there. We've got this obsession with people who look good, delivering any message at all. Sarah Palin would be a very effective person at the car show who's standing there next to the brand new model of the car.
Well, I mean, I think that's a really there's definitely something to that. I mean, if Sarah Palin looked like Senator Jim DeMint, she had been in the same position, Senator Jim DeMint would not be, I don't think, would not be what Sarah Palin has become. Look, I think I think what you're alluding to, and I think you're right, is that there's a mix of different things at work here to create the celebrity image of Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin is a relatively young woman. She's attractive. She has figured out how to maximize her media platform. I think that there's a lot of different strains that have created the image of Sarah Palin, made her effectively larger than life. And the question is whether she's politically relevant or whether her relevance has been manufactured. I think you and I can agree that I think a lot of it has been manufactured. Now the question is, how dangerous is that? If the media is manufacturing the image of Sarah Palin, manufacturing her into something bigger than she is, what is the real danger of that? I mean, I think there is a real danger of that in a lot of different ways, not just for ripping apart the Republican Party, but for what politics is going to become. I mean, is that what politics is going to become? Just celebrified everything? We're going to run by a Congress, ultimately, of Sarah Palin's, people who are famous for being famous? I mean, don't think that's crazy. That really could be what we're looking at. Hey, thanks for the call. 937 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Just a few spots on the highways, a little behind schedule, Dave. Southbound I-25, 48th past Park Avenue. Stop and go there. Speeds in the 20s and 30s on southbound 225, Colfax to Alameda. Same speeds westbound Turnpike moving across Westminster, beginning at Sheridan, going to last until Wadsworth. One crash out there, southbound Santa Fe, just after Mississippi. Some construction work going on out there as well. Highway 285 between Federal and Kipling. Some various single-lane closures out there. Also, the 104th Avenue Bridge over the South Platte River is shut down between Colorado Boulevard and U.S. 85 due to safety concerns regarding the condition of the bridge. Drivers being detoured along Colorado Boulevard or U.S. 85 and I-76 to 88th Avenue instead. Your forecast, mostly sunny, warmer than yesterday, highs in the low 50s. Right now, 38 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by the play The Man Who Never Died.
Drive home a new 010 Ford Escape today from Freeway Ford for just $15.9. That's a new Ford Escape ready to roll. Ready to roll. After rebates, just $15.9. Get yours now. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
Tonight on History, a two-year worldwide search uncovers never-before-seen World War II color footage. The only ones to see war like this were the ones who lived it. Until now. World War II in HD. The five-night event continues tonight at 9, 8 Central on History. Made every day.
Hello, I'm Jeff Scott, president of SolSource. Our Denver-based solar company has installed hundreds of solar systems for homes and small businesses throughout Colorado. Now is a great time to invest in a solar electric or solar thermal system. Start with a 30% federal tax credit, the current local rebates, and the lowest panel pricing in history. Combine all three, and you can earn a 7% return on investment in the first 12 months and lower your carbon footprint. Call us at SolSource for a free solar evaluation at 303-297-1874 or visit us online at SolSourceInc.com.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get half-price gift certificates to Beauvisage Skincare and Spa. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
As a Visa Signature cardholder, you're invited to shop and save with discounts at top retailers, from jewelry to apparel and electronics. For the most current offers, visit Visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-984-9985. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-984-9985 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-984-9985. That's 1-800-984-9985.
Which GPS gives you the easiest way to get to any address? Only TomTom. With just a few taps of the screen, TomTom quickly finds the most efficient route and guides you there with clear spoken directions. TomTom, go confidently.
Is Sarah Palin relevant? If so, why? If not, why not? The media seems to think she is. Do you think she's relevant? What do you think she represents? I think she's irrelevant. I think she's a creation of a media culture desperate to manufacture celebrity. Am I wrong? 303-713-7600. Again, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Will in Broomfield. Will, you're on AM 760.
Yes, my name's Joe. I think she's irrelevant, but the problem is that right now, us talking about her, we're making her relevant.
Well, that's and true. I guess that's a fair criticism.
And I'm absolutely disgusted by that. I mean, it's like we are bringing attention to her. And you have to admit there's a certain part of the population that when you start beating up on somebody, even if, you know, when it's factual, they're going to say, well, now, wait a minute. Let's look at this and back up. And there's just something wrong with that. We need to just let her go, just like George Bush. Let him go.
Yeah, I agree with that.
We're making them resist.
In defense of this hour of this show, what I will say is that I felt as a news judgment for this show that it would be irresponsible in our role to pretend like this person wasn't on every television screen and on the cover of every news magazine and in every newspaper in America today, the day her book is out. If we had taken this show and we had made it all about Sarah Palin all last week and all this week and all next week, I think you'd have a criticism. I think taking an hour and trying to look at what is going on in our country and in our media to create a Sarah Palin, I think that's actually responsible. I mean, part of the thrust of this show is what I talk about a lot, which is media literacy. Media literacy meaning understanding what the media is doing and why it's doing it. And, you know, I think it begs the question, what is it about Sarah Palin that is so potentially relevant? Or if she's not, then what is it saying about us? I mean, are we a people who are looking at emergencies and just need a distraction? Maybe that's what it really is. Maybe that's what it boils down to, that the pressing challenges of our planet, in our country, in our state, are just so big that we'd rather, you know, look at the drama created by Sarah Palin and her daughter and her daughter's boyfriend. I mean, maybe that's just it. Maybe it's a sad commentary, not on the media, but on all of us.
Well, I think... The media drives what we think. Like I said, you just gave her 45 minutes more of fame than what she deserved.
Yeah, but that's a lot of crap, man. That is a lot of crap. I mean, the idea that I'm giving her fame, the idea that every single person listening to this doesn't know about her, doesn't know that her book is out. She was on Oprah. She's on the cover of Newsweek magazine. I mean, there is a case to be made. There is an important role to play to look at what is going on in our discussion and step away from it and talk about why that's happening. If you don't want to listen to it, don't tune in. Thanks for your call. Let's go to computer's frozen here. Let's go to Ralph in Colorado Springs. Hey, Ralph, how you doing?
Hi, David. You just stole my thunder. Look, the bottom line on it is the country is in terrible shape. Our army is in terrible shape. And what Palin is highly relevant, not to Palin, but to the status of our nation. She is fantasy Prozac for an American country that is worried that we're not number one.
Do you think she represents something? I mean, I don't think the image, the creation of Sarah Palin is authentic. I think it's not, it's inauthentic. She's a creation. However, the other question is whether what she represents, what people are projecting onto her, is that relevant? Is that authentic?
Can I change the frame a little bit?
Sure.
And ask the question, who is making Sarah Palin's image? And here's, and I'll be very short here, but here's where I go to people in the 20th century that vastly created image politics. One was Mussolini and the Second Rome. The second was Joseph Goebbels and the master race. I mean, Hitler actually came up with it, but Goebbels created the image.
And I would add to that, I think you had, you know, very, very smart image makers in the Kennedy administration to the image of Camelot. I think you had image makers in the Reagan administration, which made Reagan, you know, basically equated Reagan with America itself. You obviously had image makers who played image politics in the Bush administration. George Bush landing on the deck of the aircraft carrier as a good example. So, yeah, I mean, I think this has a long tradition in politics. I think what's different, though, is, it's not really clear what Sarah Palin, what she represents. I mean, what policies does she represent?
She doesn't represent any set policies yet. All that I'm saying is that it's sort of like you point a finger and you got three pointed back at you. Well, the three pointed back at us are the status of the American psyche for the people that really want a reality other than lost jobs, 201Ks, soldiers on their fourth or fifth combat.
Right, endless war. That's exactly right. I think that's exactly right. As you said, she's like a political or media Prozac. Great point. Hey, thanks for the call, Ralph.
Yep.
Let's go to Robert in Colorado Springs. Robert, you're on AM760.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
I was going to try to get it back to just a basic thing of that the modern-day marketing mantra is that in order to sell anything on a wide-scale basis, you have to keep it in the news or newsworthy in major media every week for 8 weeks.
Yeah, you know, I love this point, man. I just, you know, it's so funny you bring this up because I was just talking to an old editor of mine, an old book editor, and she was telling me she's editing a book by, I'll leave it nameless, but somebody pretty well known who's a real crazy person on the right, just a crazy, crazy person, you know, in the Michelle Malkin mold. And I said to her, I wrote her an email. I said, you know, I was asking her for something, and she said, yeah. She said, oh, I'm working on this book with this person. I said, wow, I don't know how you deal with it. I mean, it must be tough to have to deal with such fringe lunacy. And she said, well, you know, the book industry, it's all about platform, and by platform, she means it's all about being famous, right? That it's not the writing, it's not the craft, it's not the art, it's not what you're saying, it's not the ideology you're pushing, it's not the integrity of your ideas, it's, at this point, it's just the fame. And you're totally right that in order for her to sell a lot of books, to make back her advance, to make big money, she's just got to be out there. And so, you know, I know she's out there now saying, oh, I don't like it that the media is covering my kids and all that. I don't buy that for a second. I don't buy that she doesn't like that for a second. It's all about building the platform. It's Sarah Palin for Sarah Palin's sake. And all of the speculation helps keep that platform, helps preserve that platform. And I think you're right. I mean, the problem is, of course, is that we got serious issues to deal with in this country. Right?
Right.
I mean, suddenly we've got so much free time on our hands. Suddenly Newsweek has nothing else to report on and nothing else to put on its cover during a time of war, recession, hungers rising in America. I mean, I could go on and on and on. And that's what drives me crazy. That's why I said even talking about Sarah Palin makes me want to vomit in my mouth, because it's like, do we really have this much free time on our hands? Hey, Robert, thanks for making the point. Thanks for the call, man.
One quick thing.
Yeah, fire away.
Is that one way to counter this type of thing?
Yeah.
Is to add a comic bit to it, which is, what would be the more relevant title for the book? Going Rogue or Going Maverick?
That's a good question. Which do you think is...
I think it's Going Maverick. You know, it's, that's what she's really doing.
Yeah.
She's not going Rogue. She's going Maverick.
Yeah, well, she's going Maverick or she's going Narcissist. How about that? Thanks
exactly.
for the call, man. 9:51 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
You got it, Dave. Traffic starting to shape up for us. It's a couple spots that might be a problem for you. Southbound 2 1/4, Colfax to Alameda. Speeds in the 20s and 30s there. Same deal on southbound I-25, 48th Avenue, taking you past Spear Boulevard. Daily construction on 285 underway between Federal and Kipling. Kipling. Eh. Nice tongue twister there, John. Also, the single lane closures there, both directions, 285 out there on the west end, again, between Federal and Kipling. Also, the 104th Avenue Bridge over the South Platte River shut down between Colorado Boulevard and US 85. The forecast, sunny skies, light breeze, high of 51 degrees. Same deal tomorrow, highs in the mid-50s, currently 40 in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Don't miss Kohl's 50% off specials. Two-day sale this Tuesday and Wednesday. You'll find 50% off hundreds of great gift ideas store-wide. This Tuesday and Wednesday only. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
Inside this truck are some very special batteries, because these batteries are going to the Mattel Children's Hospital, UCLA, where they know that making kids better takes all kinds of technologically advanced equipment, and quite a few Hot Wheels and Barbies and Polly Pockets. So to power all those toys, the people at Duracell pack that truck full of batteries, because they know nothing's better than powering a smile. Duracell, trusted everywhere.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19, only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Oh, Mrs. Cook, my name is... Hi, Mr. Taylor, I'm calling today. Mr. Hall, if I could just get a minute of your time.
Cold calling. If you're in sales or run a business, you know just how exhausting it can be to chase after new customers. But what if someone else could find them for you? Targeted leads based on your best customers. Now you can, with Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads. Tell us exactly who you want, and we'll find them. To prove it, we'll help you find 100 new leads by industry, income, hobbies, whatever you're looking for, yours for free. So you can keep cold calling, or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-900-1432. That's 1-800-900-1432. 1-800-900-1432.
When did you start feeling older? When was the last time you felt active and alive? When you felt alert and energized? If it seems like you're often tired and you don't feel as good as you used to, you should know it doesn't have to be this way. If you want to go from aging to active, get ready to call, because we're giving away free trials of a fish oil formula that guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-984-9985. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-984-9985 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-984-9985. That's
1-800-984-9985. 956 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Tomorrow on the show, Naomi Klein. Good friend of mine, Naomi Klein, author of No Logo and The Shock Doctrine. She's on. And also, Barack Obama's campaign manager, David Plouffe, in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. That's tomorrow. Let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Doug in Fort Collins. Doug, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Dave. How you doing, buddy?
All right, man.
Good. Hey, real quick about Sarah Palin. It, you know, the media coverage of her, to me, is just like when heard Paris Hilton's DUI. It's just a waste of freaking time.
It is a waste of... I agree. It is a waste of time. However, I do think... Again, I want to be clear. I do think that what she has come to represent represents something authentic and something real and something a little bit scary, right? I mean, the following she's generated, fairly or not, is real, and it's something that I think we have to at least think about a little bit. But man, I do agree with you. You know, I agree with you that as I said, it's like the Paris Hiltonization of politics. That's exactly, and you're right. It's like Paris reporting on Paris Hilton getting a DUI. She's famous for being famous. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, man.
I just want to read this instant message. You can always instant message the show at am760.net about this issue. This is from Carrie. She's saying, I wanted to chime in on the Palin topic. As a woman, it's infuriating that a nincompoop, yes, I really did just say that, like Sarah Palin is a relevant political figure, whereas someone like Michelle Obama is relegated to the style pages, or someone like Sonia Sotomayor is talked about as though she's a typical woman who's going to make horrible decisions because of PMS. When a woman like Sarah Palin or Paris Hilton makes headlines for the latest absurd outburst on a subject they know nothing about, it makes my toes curl. Why can't smart, successful, courageous women make headlines for something other than the fact that they have hormones and genitals? It is despicable. I want to get out on the rooftops and scream, and I think that's a very, very good point. Why is Sarah Palin, why does she get more substantive attention than even people like Michelle Obama? It's a really great question. That's the show for today. Remember, tomorrow, again, Naomi Klein, the famous author, good friend of mine, and Barack Obama's campaign manager tomorrow in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo.
One of the most controversial events in U.S. history is now a locally and deeply powerful courtroom drama. The Man Who Never Died, set during a period of extreme disparity between the wealthy and poor, is the story of labor organizer and singer-songwriter Joe Hill, who fought for the fair treatment of working people, but was accused of murder in 1914. Playing at the Harlequin Theater in Lafayette, November 13th and 14th, and 20th and 21st. Tickets are only $12 and are on sale now at frontgatetickets.com.
Scott, president of SolSource. Our Denver-based solar company has installed hundreds of solar systems for homes and small businesses throughout Colorado. Now is a great time to invest in a solar electric or solar thermal system. Start with a 30% federal tax credit, the current local rebates, and the lowest panel pricing in history. Combine all three, and you can earn a 7% return on investment in the first 12 months and lower your carbon footprint. Call us at SolSource for a free solar evaluation at 303-297-1874 or visit us online at SolSourceInc.com.